Heroes News today.
We have a player down on the court. We'll try to get more information.
Johnson taken out on a stretcher and rushed to local Tallahassee Memorial Hospital.
Leading cardiologist says cluster of collapses in footballers likely to be just a coincidence. A terrible coincidence at that, but just a coincidence. Yes, just a coincidence.
One of their high school football players died.
17-year-old Everest Romney got his vaccine shot, and that is when doctors found out he had two blood clots inside his brain.
Doctors baffled after 16-year-old football player and wrestler suffers a stroke and blood clot in his brain. 17-year-old high school student dies suddenly after suffering critical medical emergency during flag football game. 16-year-old high school football player collapses and dies after suffering medical emergency during practice. Family and doctors are baffled by the sudden and unexplained death of a 16-year-old Stanford high school football player.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin in critical condition after collapsing on the field during the game. He was administered CPR before being taken away in an ambulance.
12-year-old Jason Kidd collapsed during warm-ups at basketball practice. He died a short time later.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice.
Isaiah Turner died yesterday following a, quote, sudden catastrophic medical event.
17-year-old Philip Lester Jr. collapsed while practicing football on Monday.
A 16-year-old student from West Catholic Preparatory High School collapsed while warming up for a scrimmage in Chester County.
Two young athletes, the latest to die suddenly. Prominent cardiologists tie alarming trend to COVID shots.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot.
So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we emphasize here, we emphasize what we already know with all the young athletes that have died from cardiac problems directly related to the COVID-19 vaccine. The number one side effect being heart problems like myocarditis. People that got the vaccine are having foot-long plus fiber clots pulled out of their body, something never before seen. We know all of this about the COVID-19 vaccine. They continue to promote it. We ask a legitimate question. Was a young NFL player's cardiac arrest on the football field due to his COVID-19 vaccination status, and the entire establishment freaks out and panics? Now, they wanted to know your vaccine status for you to go eat at a restaurant. They wanted to know your vaccine status to go to work. They wanted to know your vaccine status to go to a ball game. God forbid you want to know if DeMar Hamlin had received the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, in my opinion, I think that's his private business. And I don't want to become like the medical fascists that were fighting by saying, no, you tell me your vaccine status. I don't want to become like that. But fair is fair. And also, I'm the one that even gets a positive story in Raw Story, if you can believe that. Raw Story writing a positive piece on me, because I'm the one saying that the hit is what caused the cardiac event on the field, and the vaccine may have made a bad situation worse. We don't know. We may never know. I don't know Hamlin's vaccine status. I still believe that. I'm listening to Harrison Smith today. He disagrees. He's much more in consideration that the vaccine caused the thing. We're not a cult here. We disagree sometimes. I had a guest on yesterday, Tom Renz. He disagrees with me. I'm listening to other people's coverage last night. They disagree. People think this is 100% the vaccine. I don't know Hamlin's vaccine status. I can't say that for sure. I saw a violent NFL hit with a direct force blunt trauma to the heart that can cause a cardiac event like that. Was it made worse by a vaccine? Could very possibly have been. Perhaps that's even likely. But we're not allowed to ask the question. We're not allowed to have the conversation. We can't have the debate. I think it's pretty human interest worthy.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you give?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in for Alex. And the conversation goes on. When it comes to the NFL player collapsing on the field, the debate is not going to go away. It's not going to disappear. But I think that it's a healthy thing for us to have the debate. But we also need to be careful as the people telling the truth for so long, the people being vindicated on all of these issues, that we don't step into a trap or jump the shark on something before we know all the facts. And that's been my stance on this, and I remain in the belief that it was the hit that caused the cardiac event. If Hamlin was standing on the sideline, it wouldn't have happened. I'm quite frankly flabbergasted that people are still arguing otherwise. But it's right here. It's our own Harrison Smith, who I love. I was listening to Harrison Smith this morning. I listen to him every morning. I love Harrison Smith. He disagrees. A lot of his callers this morning disagreed. A lot of you listening probably disagree. Perfectly fine. It's okay to disagree. Iron sharpens iron. Let's have the discussion. Let's have the debate. I'm all for it. But yeah, I'm still completely of the belief that it was the hit that caused the event. And if Hamlin was standing on the sideline during that kickoff, wouldn't have happened. To believe otherwise to me is shocking, but people do. Okay, fine. But I'm also not so ignorant, realizing that some of the biggest side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine are myocarditis and blood clots. And that a COVID-19 vaccine causing myocarditis or a blood clot or a fiber clot could have made a bad situation worse, could have made a cardiac event worse or more likely in that situation. But I don't know that yet. Maybe we'll never know. But the fact that conversation is ongoing, I think, is a good thing. Except that a lot of people who may have been open-minded to hearing about the negative side effects from the vaccines, seeing this hit, an event being completely classified as a vaccine injury, is not helping the issue in my eyes. But we'll have that conversation today. Here's the important thing, I think, as that young man is still in critical condition, and to just say one more positive thing on the issue, as I said yesterday, this was a young NFL player who was on pace to become a Walter Payton Man of the Year award winner. That's the type of guy he was. That's quite an honor. That as he's been in critical condition on life support, last I checked, more than $6.5 million has been raised in his name to his charities. I mean, you want to talk about an impact. You want to talk about a guy who makes the world a better place? While he's on life support in critical condition, still making the world a better place. Wow. So we'll have that story today as well. But here's what's going on, guys. And actually what I do want in front of me is a live feed of the House vote like we had yesterday. Now, it was supposed to have started, I guess, 9, now 10 minutes ago, as it's 11:10 on the clock here central. It doesn't look like they've tallied the votes yet, but it looks like they're sitting down getting ready to do it. So we'll be watching this. This is going to be interesting to see. We have had some developments in the last, we'll say, 12 hours or since we've been on air here. Comments from Donald Trump where he stands, comments from some of the individuals that voted against McCarthy, comments from some of the individuals that voted for McCarthy, and then, of course, the response from the establishment Republicans, from the mainstream conservative media. I was not shocked by it. It went exactly how I expected it to go. And if you were tuned in yesterday, you were warned how that's going to go. And so you were ready for that, and you didn't panic, and you didn't make a big fuss about it. And hopefully you didn't anyway. Because all the hemming and the hawing and the, oh, we can't get McCarthy. Oh, what have we done? Oh, this is a disaster. Give me a break. Like, McCarthy not becoming the Speaker of the House is the biggest problem we've had in D.C. in our lives. Ha! Ha! Oh, yeah. I'm going to be held hostage by the GOP intellectually. I'm going to be held hostage by the GOP politically, and they're going to say, we've got to get McCarthy in there. We can't get anything done. Oh, that's what's been... Geez, guys, that's all it was this whole time. I mean, 33 years me living in America, and it was just not Kevin McCarthy as the speaker that's been the problem? Man, if it was that easy, I mean, why didn't we do this years ago? My God! No, it's utter trash. It's utter garbage. What Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and others have done was political brilliance. And it was the perfect example we needed of how to break from the establishment and not look back. And that's how it should be. And I remember when Trump announced saying this is going to be 2016 all over again now. And isn't this the same thing? Remember Trump running in 2015, 2016? The entire establishment against him. The entire GOP against him. You heard the media and the Republicans saying all the same things. We can't have Trump. It'd be a disaster. No way. This is the worst. And then Trump, probably for you, is the best president of your lifetime. Certainly for me. So it's the same thing now. With Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and the rest of the Freedom Caucus and the Republicans that voted against McCarthy, which I have the list in front of me right here. Quickly, though, I've got a bunch of other news. The Twitter files from yesterday. This is huge. And there's a phenomenon happening, and I want to kind of take a deep breath myself as I'm getting hyped up, getting ready for this House vote. This is going to be exciting today. Let me just take a deep breath because there's something weird I've noticed, and I get it. The world is becoming a stranger place and people are opening their eyes and opening their minds. And it's just, we're starting to see the world for what it really is. And it's quite different than what we're told it is and the worldview that's forced upon us. So things can get weird and things can seem weird, but we have to realize that it's been like this for a long time and we need to stay grounded in some sense of reality here, folks. I understand that reality seems stranger than fiction with most things now. As we live and we learn and we open our eyes and we open our minds. But I think the weirdness of it all is starting to catch up to people. And now it's like they're starting to believe things that are so ridiculous that I can't even explain it. And these people I respect. These people I love. These are smart people. So I'm gonna talk about that a little bit with some other stuff, but believe me, I get it. I've got a stack of weird news today that's just, it's like, how does this even go on? What is happening here? So we've got that, and I've just got tons of news. It's gonna be a loaded news broadcast. Hopefully we can get it, but we're going to be covering this speaker vote, which is gonna be starting up shortly. Now, quickly, here are the 20 Republicans that I salute that voted against McCarthy yesterday in the final vote. With Byron Donalds from Florida being the one that switched, making it from 19 to 20 in the third vote. Andy Biggs, Arizona. Paul Gosar, Arizona. Eli Crane, Arizona. Lauren Boebert, Colorado. Matt Gaetz, Florida. Anna Paulina Luna, Florida. Byron Donalds, Florida. Chip Roy, Texas. Michael Cloud, Texas. Keith Self, Texas. Dan Bishop, North Carolina. Josh Brechin, Oklahoma, Andrew Clyde, Georgia, Bob Good, Virginia, Andy Harris, Maryland, Mary Miller, Illinois, Ralph Norman, South Carolina, Andy Ogles, Tennessee, Scott Perry, Pennsylvania, Matt Rosendale, Montana. There are your Republicans that voted against McCarthy. These are the winners from yesterday. These are, to me, the individuals that should be looked at for leadership roles in the Republican Party from now and into the future. These are the representatives we need to protect. They've broken from the GOP establishment, they've broken from the DC elites, and they've made it clear they're not looking back. No matter your threats, no matter your withholding of funds, no matter your lies and attacks, they've broken from the establishment, they're not looking back. This is what we need in our politicians.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings. I want you to remember two words, InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, it made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars. The ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty alive.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
I am going to love this like a fat kid loves cake. Can you still make that joke? Is that joke fair in 2023? Whatever, we're doing it anyway. It's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in here. Now, folks, I got to tell you, I'm watching this. You have Brian Gallagher, representative from North Carolina, up here stumping on the Capitol Hill for Kevin McCarthy, laying out the speech of why we need to do it again. He's been nominated again. They're about to take a fourth vote. And I'm just sitting here laughing, thinking how hilariously stupid this is, because why would he be up there stumping for McCarthy if they already knew they had the votes? It just doesn't make sense. They've been jockeying back and forth all last night, obviously. So they should know if they have the votes or not, you'd think. So why is he up there stumping, trying to convince people to vote for McCarthy if they already have the votes? So that tells me they don't have the votes. No speech up there is going to get them the votes, and Kevin McCarthy is about to lose for a fourth time. That's the old platinum sombrero in baseball. You strike out four times in a game, you get the old platinum sombrero. You don't want to wear the golden sombrero, that's three. But the platinum sombrero, McCarthy's going to go for it. So this is so odd. If this goes how I expect it to go here, and I kind of always assumed McCarthy would be able to shoehorn his way in. But I guess I kind of fell for the fake news saying, oh, there's only like maybe five Republicans that are going to vote against him. It's not going to be a problem. And I know how the swamp works. So maybe I even kind of fell for the fake news, but I don't see in this list of 20 people, I don't see who flips their vote today. Now, let me just stop right there because I need to do this because we need to pay bills around here. And when Alex is not in, the money coming in goes way down and that's a problem. So I need to make up for that. I should be plugging every segment. But the news is so important, I can't take myself away from it. And I get it. That's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear me talking about all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. You already know about it. You already probably shopped there. But if you don't, if you haven't, please do not take this transmission for granted. Do not take this crew for granted. Do not take the writers and everybody here at InfoWars and Bandout Video for granted. Because you've seen the attacks against us. You've seen the censorship. You know they want to shut down. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be like these Republicans. We've already broke from the establishment. We're never looking back. In fact, we didn't even have to break. We were never even connected. And so that's why they come after us so hard. We make it easy to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality supplements at the lowest price. That's the nexus that we reach for. And with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, we've done it, folks. We have done it. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I suggest you do the same because you're going to get over 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and so much more. The flavor's great as well. Ditch the toxic processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup drinks in your fridge. If your kids were like me, they probably liked those. I was a big Dr. Pepper fan as a kid. Can't deny it. If there was Dr. Pepper in the fridge, I was going to find a way to drink it, even if my mom didn't want me to. So just don't even have it in the fridge. Get a nice ice-cold pitcher of Vitamin Mineral Fusion in there, and everybody will love it. The flavor is great. I mix it with juice. You'll love it as well. So 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. It's selling out fast, but you can still get it today. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, the new InfoWars Platinum line that I mentioned yesterday, three products in there. One of them has already sold out. So this is very popular. It's selling off the shelves, the new InfoWars Platinum line. Check that out at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And remember, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Now, the crew has Chip Roy paused on the screen here. I'm guessing that's because he was popping off, guys. Am I about to get some epic Chip Roy here? Okay. So, and let me just say this. I like what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing, and I've got some of these video clips today, too. I still like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't really understand her decision to stick with Kevin McCarthy. I mean, she's kind of explained it, but I don't agree with it. But I like what she's doing. I don't mind the fighting, if you want to call it that, inside the Republican Party. I think it's healthy. And I don't mind her saying, well, look at what Matt Gaetz did when he voted for Paul Ryan, and look at what Chip Roy did when he didn't vote to stop the January 6th committee. I think that's good, too. I think that's good, too. But I like Chip Roy. I like what he's doing here. I like Matt Gaetz. I like what he's doing here. When he voted for Paul Ryan, did he make a mistake? Absolutely. Maybe he realizes that. He doesn't want to do it again. When Chip Roy didn't vote to stop the January 6th commission, maybe he made a mistake. Maybe he made a conscious decision. I disagree with it. But what he's doing here is great. So, but good for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Call out their voting record. This is healthy. This is what we need. This is how we stay informed. This is how we stay aware. This is how we know who to get in office and who to keep out of power. So this is a good and a healthy process. Don't buy into the panic. Don't buy into the hem-hawing that you're seeing on Fox News and all the other conservative mainstream press and everything else. Don't buy into it. This is a healthy thing. This is a good thing. They're mad because they're losing power. And that's the one thing before I'll go to Chip Roy here. This is the phenomenon that's happening. Kevin McCarthy never had the votes, folks. There should have never been one vote for Kevin McCarthy for speaker. He never had the votes. And yet when he was asked, in fact, guys, did you get that quote I sent you? I've got so much stuff here. I may have lost it. Where a journalist asked Kevin McCarthy on December 22nd, he said, Matt Gaetz says you don't have the votes. What do you say? And he basically called Matt Gaetz a liar and said, we'll see who has the votes. Well, I guess you're the liar then, Kevin McCarthy. But I don't even think that's it. These people have had power for so long. They've been able to dictate your will for so long. They have been operating from a top-down system of power for so long that they can't even believe it. McCarthy was genuinely in denial that he didn't have the votes. He thought, I've got the whole GOP. I've got all the big donors. I've got Fox News. I'm in. No, you're not. No, we the people are not Fox News. We the people are not the GOP. We the people are not the GOP donors. We're in control now. We're taking the country back. We've had enough. We've been abused. We've been terrorized. We've been mistreated. We've had our founding documents ripped up and shoved in our face like it's a joke. We've had our schools attacked, our children's attacked, our religions attacked, our free speech attacked. We're done with you. You're done. We don't care what Fox News says. We don't care what the GOP says. We don't care what the donors want. We're done. We've broken from the establishment. You've screwed us long enough, and we're never looking back. And that's their arrogance, as McCarthy just says, well, I have the votes. You never had the votes. There should have never been a House vote for Kevin McCarthy as the speaker. He never had the votes. They did it anyway. Same thing with Fox News on a lot of their shows yesterday. Oh, they can't believe it. How could McCarthy not get in? Oh, the traitors. All these big donors coming out and calling them traitors and enemies, like Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert. They haven't realized it yet. They haven't accepted it yet. You're out. We're done with you. You suck. You put us in this position. How can the country get any worse? 5 million illegal immigrants under Joe Biden. What are we in? $50 trillion debt? I don't even know. 100 billion, bajillion, quadrillion debt. It doesn't even matter. 150 billion to Ukraine. Roads falling apart. Cities going to complete violence. Medical tyranny. Medical fascism. Censorship of free speech. Taking our Second Amendment. And then they sit here and they're like, what is going on? Why won't they do what we say? Why won't they do what we demand? We're done with you. I think this fourth vote for Kevin McCarthy is going to go hilariously bad.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. InfoWars secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas with the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win. Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. I've taken a lot of supplements over the years since high school, and they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pain MD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, folks, the House vote for speaker is moments away. Chip Roy is just delivering an incredible speech right now. He nominated Byron Donalds to be the next speaker of the House. It's just so beautiful what's going on, and he said all the right things. But let me just try to catch up here. Where is Kevin McCarthy going to get the votes he needs? Okay, here's the 20 Republicans that voted against McCarthy. I think he'd need 10 to flip to get the nomination. Okay, maybe he could get Biggs. Andy Biggs from Arizona. Could he get Paul Gosar? I don't think so. I don't think he's going to get Gosar. Maybe Eli Crane. He's not going to get Boebert. He's not going to get Gates. He's not going to get Luna. He's not going to get Donalds. He's not going to get Roy. Maybe Michael Cloud. But again, these maybes, I don't know. Keith Self, maybe. Dan Bishop, no. Josh Brechin, maybe. Andrew Clyde, maybe. Bob Good, no. Andy Harris, maybe. Mary Miller, maybe. Ralph Norman, no. Andy Ogles, maybe. Scott Perry, no. Matt Rosendale, maybe. So, I mean, that's a split right there. Woo! I mean, this is going to be right down to the wire. This is going to be right down to the wire. And that's assuming that these guys are going to switch. I'm confident in the ones not switching. The ones that may switch, I'm just not confident that they wouldn't. So I put them as switching. I don't think McCarthy has the votes today, folks. I think this is about to be an 0-for-4 sweep. Here's what Scott Perry said this morning. What will happen at noon? All I know for sure is I won't back down. It's time to end the status quo. Everything I'm hearing from the anti-McCarthy Republicans in the House is exactly what I want to be hearing. Everything I heard from Chip Roy nominating Byron Donalds is exactly what I wanted to hear. It was a great speech. I'd play it, but I just need to catch up. And guys, put me live on the screen if we aren't now too of the vote. Thank you. Continuing. Matt Gaetz, if you want to drain the swamp, you cannot put the biggest alligator in charge of the exercise. That's Kevin McCarthy. Agreed. The votes are now coming in, folks. And let's just put this up on the screen, guys, so people can see these votes coming in live time. We can just do like a screen and screen as I'm talking here. And then Matt Gaetz sent this letter to the architect of the Capitol attempting to evict squatter Kevin McCarthy from the speaker's office. Imagine, McCarthy never had the votes. He told all the media he had the votes and that Matt Gaetz was lying. Turns out he was wrong. And then he moves into the speaker's office. He never even had the votes. And so Matt Gaetz asks the architect of the Capitol to evict the squatter, quote, squatter, from the speaker's office. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful. And this is what we're trying to avoid right here. Mitch McConnell becomes longest serving party leader in Senate history. This is what we're trying to avoid. Mitch McConnell looks at himself in the mirror and what does he see? Kevin McCarthy. Now here's where it gets interesting. Donald Trump was silent all day yesterday. Breaks his silence this morning. Now remember, he did come out in support of Kevin McCarthy a month or so ago. He'd been silent since. He makes this statement today. Some really good conversations took place last night. And it's now time for all of our great Republican House members to vote for Kevin. Close the deal. Take the victory. And watch crazy Nancy Pelosi fly back home to a very broken California. The only speaker in U.S. history to have lost the House twice. Republicans, do not turn a great triumph into a giant embarrassing defeat. It's time to celebrate. You deserve it. Kevin McCarthy will do a good job and maybe even a great job. Just watch. Sorry, Donald. No. Boy, oh boy, the steam, the turbo boost, the momentum that Trump had after he announced has all gone away. I mean, yikes. It's not sputtering. It is coming down fast. And I've already said I support Donald Trump. I support his run. I'll even be honest to the point where I want the Trump revenge tour. Like, I won't mince my words. I want the Trump revenge tour. Absolutely, I want the Trump revenge tour. But, man, he has really turned into almost a Republican hack. It's just, this is just not, I mean, with the vaccines and now with this, I mean, it's like he has no pulse on his own voters. It's like he has no pulse on his own base. But, so here you go. Here's the conservative establishment and the media going into panic mode that they don't dictate Republican policy and they don't dictate Republican power from the top down like they have our whole lives. We're taking it back. And thank God for the 20 Republicans that are helping us in this endeavor that are not confirming McCarthy. Anti-Trump uniparty leader Karl Rove suffers meltdown after McCarthy fails to secure speakership. Yeah, Karl, you have no influence anymore. The five hosts wreck rogue Republicans. They make the squad look positively reasonable. Aw. Fox News and Karl Rove can't tell conservatives? Can't tell conservatives how to vote and how to think anymore? Fox hosts come unglued after Rhino McCarthy is rejected three times for speaker. I think about to be four. I think the only chance he has is if five Democrats vote for him. Hey, maybe he has it, but I don't think so. Republican Jewish coalition head slams GOP infidels voting against Kevin McCarthy, threatens consequences. Ooh, you're not going to get any of our money, which we didn't already give you anyway. Ooh. Oh, imagine that.
Imagine that. A politician that gets elected and then wants to do their job. Wow. A politician that gets elected isn't thinking about the next election and how they can raise the most money to be reelected, but a politician that gets elected and then wants to do their job that they were elected to do. And the donor class says, you better not. You do what we tell you to do, or else. Not anymore, Jack.
Oh, Kevin McCarthy's roommate, Frank Luntz, seen with McCarthy at the Capitol today.
Well, Frank Luntz is hanging around. Nice.
Frank Luntz and the old turd blossom. Karl Rove. So, I'm mostly caught up here. Let me see if there's any clips I just want to play quickly. Yeah, even Newt Gingrich is coming out. Listen to Newt Gingrich last night on Fox News in clip 15. This was disheartening.
The conference understands this is a core decision. Do the 202 win or do the 20 win? And in a free society, you cannot, just as you can't give in to terrorists and you can't give in to hostage takers,
hostage
you can't
takers.
Allow them to take the conference hostage and win. I hope that in a conference tomorrow morning, when people have had a good night.
Who was the one that was using the hostage situation comparison? That was me yesterday. And now Newt Gingrich wants to flip that. Oh, I see. The 20 Republicans versus the entire GOP establishment, the entire conservative mainstream news, and all the big donor class, they're the ones holding us all hostage. I see. They're the ones holding us hostage. Yeah. No, it's not the donor class saying, you better do this or else. It's not Fox News host saying, you better do this or else. It's not Dan Crenshaw saying we're enemies now. No, it's not them threatening us and holding us hostage. Oh, no. Very disheartening from Newt Gingrich. Comes so far or so quickly from what he's been doing since Trump announced, which has been mostly good. And I've always liked Newt Gingrich, but this is just, and then to just fully get caught up here as the vote is ongoing. Matt Gaetz again calling out McCarthy saying this is why we can't have him. I got the clip. I just don't have the time. Dan Crenshaw saying anybody blocking McCarthy, you're the enemy now. Jim Jordan saying that I don't want to be House Speaker. Please don't nominate me. Marjorie Taylor Greene calling out voting records of Matt Gaetz, Scott Perry, Chip Roy, and everything else saying to vote McCarthy. By the way, I like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I disagree with her on McCarthy, but I like what she's doing. Yeah, make people think about their voting record. Make people think hard about the decisions. Hold them to task on that. So we're basically all caught up for all intents and purposes. We're going to continue to monitor this vote. I think Kevin McCarthy's about to go 0-4. I think he's about to get the platinum sombrero, folks.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, with a deeper source, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to literally my brain was enlightened. I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed. InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. And let me just kind of correct myself a little bit. The golden sombrero is 4 strikeouts in a game. The platinum sombrero is 5. And the reason why I correct myself is because Kevin McCarthy is about to be wearing the golden sombrero. And there's another beautiful thing happening, which I don't like this. I wish this wasn't the case, but it's kind of good news. Folks, this political movement, whatever you want to call it, the Great Awakening, the Great Renaissance, America First, you know, common sense, us just paying attention. It's now officially outgrown Donald Trump. It's now officially become bigger than Donald Trump. And it's not that we broke from Trump. Trump kind of broke from us. In different ways, maybe smaller ways that we could forgive while he was in office and try to understand the spending bills, the debt, and some other such stuff. But then with the vaccine, it was like, well, with some of the inaction, it was like, I don't know. And now with this McCarthy thing, it's kind of like strike 3. You're out? But you know what? You hate to see that. Trump was a great and is a great fighter for America. But I think the thing we're seeing now, the phenomenon is that this America First, Great Awakening, Great Renaissance, taking our country back from the corrupt corporate DC interests has now officially gotten bigger than Donald Trump. And it's to a point where I guess we really just don't even need him. But there it is. I mean, I wasn't going to get ahead of it, folks, but I think there it is. I think Kevin McCarthy, there we got a nice, big, beautiful golden sombrero. Okay, let me tell you, Kevin, I supported you. I tried my best. But the same paint that we put on the Trump jet, you've seen the jumbo jet with my name on it. It's big, it's beautiful, it's gold. And now we have the same color scheme for a nice sombrero for you, Kevin, okay? You've embarrassed me enough, Kevin. Kevin, I have to move on from you now. You're not like Kevin McAllister. You're Kevin McCarthy, okay? Kevin McAllister, we love. Met him. Nice young man. Kevin McCarthy, golden sombrero, loser, okay? We're going to give... Now I'm a little embarrassed. I shouldn't have put my support behind such a loser. 4-time loser, Kevin McCarthy, with a big, beautiful golden sombrero. You went 0-4, Kevin. That's a golden sombrero now.
Okay, I'm embarrassed, and I need to think about maybe throwing my support behind the great Byron Donalds right here in Florida. Okay, McCarthy, you've embarrassed me. Here's a nice, big, beautiful golden sombrero.
Yeah, I think it's official, folks. The golden sombrero to be placed upon Kevin McCarthy's head.
I would like, this would be so beautiful. It could be a Matt Gaetz staffer or something. Somebody needs to go find a sombrero, spray paint that sucker gold, and put it on Kevin McCarthy's door in his office, or put it in front of the speaker office, which he's squatting in right now. Somebody, please. This is too beautiful. This is too much fun for the country. This is how you get people on board. This is how you get people interested. This is how you get people activated. I'm telling you, political genius for Matt Gaetz. It's such a great thing to watch. But aside from the political brilliance of the move, the thing that's really encouraging is the breaking from the establishment and the not looking back. That's what is really the beautiful thing about this. But please, if anybody working in the Capitol today, a Matt Gaetz staffer or a Boebert staffer or something, you guys are about to get a nice big raise, so why don't you work for that? Go get a sombrero, spray paint that sucker gold, and put it on Kevin McCarthy's doorknob to his office, or put it on his door. I mean, it's just so beautiful. He's going to get the golden sombrero. Guys, I wish, I'm telling you, I may have to, I'll come find it in the break, but I'm telling you, Kevin McCarthy was telling journalists and reporters, Kevin McCarthy was telling journalists and reporters that he had the votes. He was telling them this since November. He never had the votes. He never had the votes. Did he even try? Like, did he even try to count? Can he not do math? I mean, what, is he just lying? He never had the votes. He was walking around the Capitol in November and December telling reporters he had the votes. He never had the votes. And he's about to wear the golden sombrero. So, but see, even though I'm happy with this, it just shows you how ludicrous our politicians are, that they just think they can do whatever they want. How do you do this four times? How do you do this four times? It should have never even happened once. I mean, that right there alone shows you why Kevin McCarthy shouldn't be the speaker. He shouldn't have lost one vote. He's lost four. This is like if I'm trying to get into a crawl space or something, or there's this thing in St. Louis called the City Museum, and they have all these different like crawl spaces. It's this big thing. Kids love to crawl through it and play games in it. It's pretty cool. I remember it as a kid. But this is like me trying to go into that now as an adult and not being able to squeeze through a tree that you can climb into, and I have to get helped out, and then I try to squeeze into it again, and then I have to get pulled out, and then I go in for a third time. And by then, people would probably be saying, okay, what's wrong with this guy? He knows he can't fit in there. Why did he try to go in? And then I go in for the fourth time. Now you're just insane. Now you just need to be committed. The golden sombrero is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, Florida is where woke goes to die. Governor Ron DeSantis sworn in for second term. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis is just soaring. Just soaring above it all like an eagle, like a hawk. Just soaring, just flying, not even being distracted by it, not even looking down at it. Very impressive from Ron DeSantis. I'm very impressed by Ron DeSantis. I'm not worried about this. Oh, look, he liked Bush 10 years ago. Give me a break. Ron DeSantis, I like it. Just soaring above all of it like a golden hawk. Not even distracted, not even bothered, not even, no. Just doing his thing. Florida, where woke goes to die. So there's that going on.
So this is an interesting thing to witness. I think it's a positive thing. I think if you're Kevin McCarthy, you're embarrassed. I think if you're the mainstream establishment conservative media, you're embarrassed. If you're the GOP establishment, the Republican donor class, you're embarrassed. If you're Kevin McCarthy, you're embarrassed. But you should be. You thought you could beat We the People. You thought you could tell us what to think, what to do, how to decide our politics and our policies. You've done nothing for us, and we're done with you, and we're not looking back, and we finally have some representation in the House that feels the same way. So I see it all as a good thing. The vote is ongoing, folks. We will probably have a final tally by the next 10 or 20 minutes here. It's going to be right down to it, but I don't think he's going to have the vote. So unless there's a Democrat or two that votes for McCarthy, I don't think he's going to get the votes here. And so now you have a golden sombrero wearing Kevin McCarthy. That if he doesn't renounce or if he doesn't remove himself and say, I'm not going to do this anymore, then he's just a total embarrassment and the exact swamp alligator that Matt Gaetz warned us about. But so how can any Republican keep doing this futile exercise? How can any Republican keep engaging in this insanity? Don't even tell me McCarthy will go for the platinum sombrero. We'll have it all for you right here on the Alex Jones Show if he does. First hour in the books. What an exciting hour it was. I'm telling you, I'm excited. We're not acting up here, folks. This is a great thing to see. Finally, we have some breaking from the establishment with these House Republicans. And here's the thing too, folks. You gotta understand, there have been good people in the Republican Party before. There have been good people in the House before, but they've always been too afraid or too threatened or too connected or whatever to make this break from the establishment and not look back. We finally have it now. We finally have it now, and we're about to see just how concrete and just how dug in it is. But I think it's gonna spur a new movement for other Republicans to say, boy, you know, I bought into this whole McCarthy thing and it was not what I was told it was. Maybe these guys over here got the right idea. All right, hour one in the book. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com buying the great supplements that keeps us on the air.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name. InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owners of Fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So you asked about the vaccine status of a young NFL football player that has a cardiac arrest on the field and needs 9 minutes of CPR. And they say, how dare you ask? But they demanded that you take the vax and prove your vax status with your little vaccine passport just to go have dinner, go to work, travel, movies, ball games. But then, oh, your curiosity about that player. No, you're not allowed to ask those questions. Which, hey, I'm all for consistency. Medical privacy is medical privacy. But it's the ones that wanted to violate your medical privacy and your medical freedom that are now telling you, how dare you ask? How dare you? Now, the censorship on Facebook, and by the way, we're going to get into the Twitter files later today addressing the censorship, but the hashtag died suddenly in response to the vaccine deaths. The hashtag died suddenly trending hashtag has now been banned from Facebook. You can't use it. And if you search for it, it bans your search results. Facebook covering up the vaccine injuries. Now, this is an incredible story developing for DeMar Hamlin, who, as I've explained, was on pace to be, and still is, I would say. He probably should win it this year, actually. There's a lot of deserving men, but DeMar Hamlin, maybe Walter Payton Man of the Year for this one. Such a positive impact on the community around him, as he is still in intensive care and on life support. Last I checked, more than $6.5 million has been raised in his name for his charity, which was already doing amazing work in local communities. And now with more than $6.5 million to work with, surely is going to expand and do even more great work. And the numbers are just going to keep coming in. So many professional football players and big CEOs and business owners have donated money. Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots donate $18,003 with the three for his number. Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Devontae Adams, Carpet Man Flooring. I mean, the list just goes on. The number is going to keep growing. It was $6.5 million this morning when I checked. So I would expect it's probably closer to seven now. That's, I mean, wow. A guy who is so positive for his community, so positive for the people around him, so good at making the world a better place that even as he lies with his life in the balance, he's continuing to improve the world around him. That's just what an incredible story that is, and big ups to everybody being a part of it. It's amazing what humanity can do when we come together for something good. And then they lit up Niagara Falls last night, blue, for support of DeMar Hamlin, and it was a pretty amazing spectacle to see. Niagara Falls, already an incredible spectacle, and then they're able to do some stuff with the lighting to just make it even more beautiful, and lit blue last night for prayers for DeMar Hamlin, and it will be lit again tonight, by the way. They do this quite frequently, I suppose. Tonight, Niagara Falls will be illuminated blue to pay tribute to OPP officer Gregors Pershala, who was fatally shot in the line of duty. Sending our condolences to this young man's family, all affected by this tragedy. So, an officer fallen in the line of duty, going to be remembered tonight with the blue Niagara Falls. Now, there have been disagreements here. In fact, I've got a doctor coming up in the next segment. I'm not sure his take on all this. He may agree or disagree with me. It's perfectly healthy to have a debate. It's perfectly healthy to disagree with somebody. Doesn't mean you have to hate them. Still break bread. Tom Renz disagreed with me yesterday. Harrison Smith on the American Journal this morning disagreed with me. Fine, I don't take that personally. They disagree. That's their opinion. Leading anti-COVID vaccine lawyer responds to NFL players' cardiac arrest event during Monday Night Football. Now, I think the gateway pundit, Jim Hoff, the great guys over there, probably disagree with me with headlines like this. With roughly 1.7 million NFL hits in the last 50 years, why have we never seen an arrhythmia cardiac arrest before? And the answer might be because you've never had the COVID vaccines before. But this is a freak event. And who was I telling you had a similar event? Chris Pronger. Now, there's millions of times that hockey players have been hit by pucks and they've never had a cardiac event. Why was it only Chris Pronger? Because it's a freak event that very rarely happens. And Chris Pronger even tweeted that out just last night, saying, this is what happened to me.
So, was I proven right? Maybe the doctor will say.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
A dangerous species caged in fright, shot in cold blood.
All right, quickly, it appears, as we've said, Kevin McCarthy is going to be wearing the golden sombrero very shortly with the votes coming in. We'll continue to monitor that, but it looks like it's going to be the same result. Unless a shock group of Democrats votes McCarthy, he's going to be wearing the golden sombrero. It'll be official in about 10 minutes. We'll be continuing to monitor that situation. Now, joining me now is Dr. Paul E. Alexander. I'm not even going to get into his huge resume here. Very impressive. And you can follow him, palexander.substack.com, for all of his news. Now, I said, hey, let's get a doctor on to respond to the football player collapsing on the field with cardiac arrest. Let's hear from a doctor. And so Dr. Alexander joins me. Doctor, upon seeing the event, seeing the contact, obviously seeing the response since the Monday night football game, what is your conclusion about this cardiac event, and how do you analyze kind of the commentary surrounding it, Dr. Alexander?
Hey, so thanks very much for having me. It's an honor and a privilege. I've been on Alex's show before. So I'm speaking to you now as an academic scientist. I did work for the Trump administration prior, and the reality about it is that when we, based on the uncertainty so far, based on the fact that the Bills organization reported about 100% vaccination of its players, I think maybe just the quarterback, Josh Allen, reported he did not. We think that the most likely diagnosis right now from the uncertainty that we have is vaccine-induced myocardial scarring from some sort of prior COVID injection led to a high adrenaline arrhythmia episode that caused the cardiac arrest. And we can't, as a differential diagnosis, again, you can't rule it out. And, you know, post these shots, this gene injection, you've had a lot of myocarditis, pericarditis, etc. So it is a serious, serious consideration. And the fact that his heart stopped a second time on arrival to the hospital, based on reporting, it raises the possibility that we are looking at potentially that he had what we call silent myocarditis, that they didn't understand the extent of the damage. And with the exertion, on the field, with the flood of adrenaline, etc., onto a damaged heart that's scarred, that puts too much pressure and stress on the heart, and you could suffer cardiac arrest and die. So yeah, we don't have all of the information, but this, they rushed out with this commotio cordis diagnosis when they, just like myself as an academic scientist, sitting back, I'm looking on too. And I'm trying to bring all of the studies and science together to understand this, but they had no better vantage point. So all of those CNN and media, television, medical experts, and even some in our own freedom fighting movement who kind of recoiled and slinked away, left people like myself and McCullough on the front trying to bring the vaccine situation back into the discussion. Because you cannot have this discussion without the potential that the vaccine, and all of those players on that field all NFL players today must demand that they will not take the field without a proper test of myocarditis. Because if they took the vaccine, they may have silent myocarditis and they could fall on that field too. Is that serious?
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that's the big reckoning moment that the NFL is afraid to have here. And it's actually kind of a disgusting approach the way the NFL is taking this. Because my guess is we already know they obviously don't want to talk about this. They don't like talking about the concussion issues, the mental health issues that have been going on with NFL football players long before this vaccine issue. And so how they deal with this, quite frankly, I think they're waiting to see what happens this week with the individual in intensive care, Hamlin, and they're going to kind of just wait and see this one out instead of just coming out, telling the truth and making the right decision, which would be the suggestion that you just made. They don't want to do that. Too much hangs in the balance. I think they're waiting for an outcome here, and then they're going to test the waters maybe on Friday. I mean, because, again, with the situation here, it's got to be tough for the next snap that goes off on the NFL. I mean, the next snap is going to be one of the most controversial snaps in NFL history. Now, here's my question. Could we have a situation where, do you think the corticocortis is an increased risk if you have a clot or if you have myocarditis? Could that be the situation here, that it's an increased risk, or maybe it was the freak accident and that happened, but the myocarditis or a clot could have made it worse? Or do you think this is a situation that could happen potentially to anybody that took a vaccine that's doing strenuous activity, and maybe it wasn't the corticocortis at all, but this was just heavily exerted, big tackle, whether it was the impact that did it or not. He's breathing heavily. He's exerting himself. Do you think it could have been a combination of the two, or do you think, no, this is just anybody who's had a vaccine with myocarditis, this could happen to you at any time?
Well, you're a brilliant individual, how you've teed that up, and the way I'm listening to the nuance in your statement, and I think you understand the issue. Dr. Peter McCullough wrote a brilliant Substack in the past, and myself, on this issue of dying at dawn, dying suddenly at dawn, where we are seeing this rash, to answer your question, we are seeing this rash of deaths in persons in their sleep as they're waking in the morning, and we are very confused. And we are connecting the dots for the medical community here and for the public so that you can ask the right questions. It's kind of paradoxical in a sense that there's a flood of what we call catecholamines, which are like adrenaline, dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine into the bloodstream when you exercise and exert yourself. That's like the players on the field. But those catecholamines also get released as you are rising from sleep because it lifts the breathing rate, it lifts the blood pressure, it lifts your heart rate, etc., because you are waking up. We are arguing that those instances where people died in their sleep, it's because they had silent myocarditis, so the heart tissue is scarred, and then as they are waking and the flood of this dopamine adrenaline onto the scarred heart tissue puts too much stress on the heart and there's cardiac arrest and death. Same situation on the field. When you exert yourself and those adrenalines, the dopamine, epinephrine gets released, there is too much stress on a myocardial damaged heart that is damaged and it puts too much stress and you get that cardiac arrest. The reality is I also put a recent study we found, I believe in 2021 was published, that showed that a blow to the chest in an already damaged myocardial heart could cause cardiac death. And we are trying to make the argument too, and it's a very nuanced, but it's very important. I am trying to say, first of all, I wrote a stack recently on Alexander COVID News saying that Pfizer and Moderna killed a black American in our faces on national television. That is the argument. Yes, you might say, well, you brought the race card in this. I am saying it is time for the NAACP and the Black Congressional Caucus members to stand up. Here's a black man. He took an injection. We are arguing that may have caused. This guy died on the field. Let's be frank. He died for 10 minutes in front of us. He died. You have to understand how I'm saying it. And I'm trying to say, McCullough, myself, Osqui, we are trying to wake up the community to understand. This is no joke. It's a very serious thing that happened in front of us. And the NFL, you are right to say. And what we are saying is, this guy was probably experiencing cardiac arrest absent of that hit. In other words, the hit. If somebody had walked up to him and give him a kiss on his cheek 5 seconds before he fell, he was still going to fall. He had likely myocardial scarring from a prior COVID vaccine. We need to know, when was his last shot? Did he get boosted? We need to know this. There's a lot of information we need to know. We need to know, was he ever tested for myocarditis, etc. So this is no simple matter.
Yeah, and I think too, the issue of some big group is going to have to raise this issue, whether it's the NAACP, you know, they'll try to ignore the frontline doctors as they have for the last 2 years. But I mean, folks, this is inevitable to happen again if they don't take these precautions. We'll be right back.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized, because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Introducing InfoWars super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line. Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high quality full spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality directly from the manufacturer to your door at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled, three of the top best sellers in the country right now, but it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max. It's Pain MD.
and its 1776 testosterone boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're here with Dr. Paul E. Alexander. Read his great work, palexander.substack.com. And I've got a couple questions here for the good doctor, and I'm trying to decide where to start. So let me try to humanize this before I get into some of the more pressing questions that we have right now. Just so we can all kind of have a better understanding, because I know there were times where when I was playing sports through high school, I don't know if it ever happened as an adult, but I do remember a couple times as a kid where you'd be running hard or something, or I'd get kicked and hit in the chest with a soccer ball, or I'd run into a fence to catch a baseball or something like that. And you kind of get a little lightheaded and you almost kind of black out a little bit, and maybe you even feel something in your chest for a second. And then after a couple seconds, you kind of, the light comes back and you kind of regain your balance and everything seems to be okay. Maybe a lot of people have experienced that. Maybe athletes experience that. Is that the kind of thing where this could have been innocent enough, where you just kind of have a little moment of, okay, I'm shaking up and then I'm okay. But because of myocarditis or a potential fiber clot, that moment of coming back and being okay never happens?
Well, look, here's how I would try and answer that question to you again. And there's a lot of individual differences in people. But the reality about it is, if you look at that commotio cordis that they're trying to say happened, he took a blow, yes, got lightheaded, but it was enough to cause that kind of injury. Remember, the data tells us, I was looking at some data last night, that in the last 20 to 30 years in America, there were only 20 instances of this. It's less than one a year. It is that rare, number one. Number two, the age group that it happens is generally kids like around 10, 12, 15 years old. Early teen years, not generally his age. Number three, that happens with like a projectile, like a ball, a baseball, a cricket ball, a hockey puck, direct blow to the chest, and really the data suggests to the left lower section of the chest. This guy had proper protective padding from all we know. He's an NFL player. And the padding, the chest padding, is such to absorb those sorts of blows. And no matter how many times you look at it, you could see that, yeah, there was body intact, but it doesn't come across. I look at so much football. I spent a lot of time in Buffalo, across the border in Niagara, and I actually lived there. And the reality is, looking at it, it doesn't look like a hit, a devastating hit, the way it's being described in the media. Again, I'm trying to say that there is a potential, several potentials, that this guy had myocarditis silent and some myocardial scarring that was manifesting itself within the backdrop of the exertion of the game, the high adrenaline flood, onto a damaged scarred heart. Myocardium was damaged. That can cause cardiac arrest, as you saw. In other words, I'm making the argument that he could have gone down absent of the hit, that he was going down at that moment. The hit happened. That's why we saw him jump up. If you look properly, he clapped his hands. He was about to move away and go about his business, and then he fell. So there's a temporal issue here, the timing. You know, some say that it could be due to the hit. I don't think we had that information. Those who made that argument, the commotio cordis, those are television, CNN, inept doctors. Who it is, those people who are trying to avert your gaze and to stop the conversation and attacking me, attacking McCullough, attacking us now as we are speaking, and raising the vaccine issue and a potential link. These are the same people who for 3 years, forced you to lock down, lied and deceived the public about it. These lockdowns, which showed us now, we have declared data to show that every single lockdown failed, every school closure failed, every mask mandate failed, every business closure failed to the tune that people in America, people who locked down businesses, who were laid off, children who were sent home. We had so many suicides. People committed, took their lives from the hopelessness and the helplessness. These same television doctors are now coming out to tell you, I believe nothing they say. I turn it off. CNN, MSNBC, even Fox at times I turn off. I come to Alex Jones. I go to Alex Jones or Stu Peters. I go to your forum to get my information because at least you talk the truth.
Well, and here's part of that process too, because for full transparency, I still believe that it was the hit that led to the cardiac arrest. I believe that personally. However, I think that you're dealing with a situation where if he has a fiber clot that's, you know, 5 feet long in his body, like other young football players have been discovered, or he does have myocarditis, that's what made a bad situation worse. I'm still of that belief, yes. But we're willing to have the conversation, and that's the key difference here. We're willing to have the conversation. It's the conversation that needs to be had. And here's where the conversation goes in my eyes, Doctor, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, because I don't see how this goes any other way but one of these two ways. One, the NFL is going to have to sit here and face a new reality that – let's just say this has nothing to do with the vaccine or he wasn't vaccinated. Well, now the NFL is going to come out and they're going to have to say what is considered a routine tackle or a routine hit in the NFL is now potentially fatal. Well, now all of a sudden we have to reevaluate the game altogether in ways that we haven't had to yet, but we've kind of flirted with the concussion issues and the mental health problems and the suicides. Or, as you suggested earlier, they're going to have to be honest that the vaccine is going to potentially lead to more cardiac events like this. And if they're not going to be testing players' hearts, this event happening again is inevitable. Do you see any other path forward here for the NFL?
Well, the way you laid it out, again, I like how you critically think about these things. And the way those two sides of it is what they're facing now, and they're in a bind. Because either which direction they're going to, they're going to lose tremendous amounts of money. That's the NFL doesn't care about the lives of these players. Don't care what you saw on the field. Many of those players who you saw shedding tears is because they're vaccinated, and these people are not stupid. They're following Alex Jones too. They're following me. They're following McCullough, Rich, etc. They're looking and reading. These are critical thinking people. They looked at him and realized that could be me next. That's the issue. A lot of those tears was for that. So we really have a serious issue, and the NFL right now is at its inflection point. What it does next is critical. They could destroy it complete. Destroy the league complete. How much they lie, how much they cover up, how much they mislead. They need the popular. Look, I'll say it this way. It is absolutely imperative. It is incumbent on the NFL and the families of this guy, Damar Hamlin. They must tell the nation, they must tell the NFL players across America, not just Buffalo Bills, what is his vaccine status? That is a key question. Don't hide that, because then people, other players, can make informed decisions. Well, if this guy was vaccinated, and he took a booster last week, etc., we need that. We knew the evidence that showed that if you have myocarditis, let's say this guy had silent myocarditis. Medically, you are not supposed to engage in any physical exertion for 6 months.
Well, and I'll tell you what, we're about to come to a break, and I've got one more question for you on the other side of it. But here's what I think is so key about what you just analyzed, is that they postponed this game, folks. The reports were that the NFL told them 5 minutes, get back on the field. The players decided not to play. Was that because they saw their player out on the field potentially dead, or was that because they're worried my heart might give out next?
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized, because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist. And I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it. But this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, quick update on the speaker vote. This is hilarious. The Republican establishment, the conservative establishment media is all hemming and hawing, just how I expected. Oh, it's so bad, we need McCarthy. Oh, it's so bad. And even on Fox News, they say McCarthy appears to have lost the vote. He lost. He lost. That's like them saying, remember, they called Arizona before a vote was cast. So they'll call Arizona for the Democrat, Biden, before a vote is even tallied. But, oh, Kevin McCarthy, after all the votes are tallied and lost, they say appears to have lost. That's hilarious stuff. We'll continue that coverage. We'll see. Now McCarthy is reportedly reaching across the aisle to Democrats looking for votes. So I'm surprised he didn't do that last night, but it's being reported now. Now back to Dr. Paul Alexander, drpaulalexander.com, or his Substack, palexander.substack.com. Quickly, just finishing up on what I said last so you can respond to this. It's never before seen in my life an NFL game postponed mid-game. They rarely even cancel them at all, folks. Like, it never happens. Weather, anything, they have to play the games the way the schedule works.
And reportedly, the NFL said, take 5 minutes, get your teams ready, and get back on the field and play. The players and coaches said, no more. And so, of course, that's either because they saw their fellow player die on the field, and that, how do you go play football after that? Or they're worried, could I be next? Maybe a little of both. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that, Dr. Alexander.
Well, again, as an academic scientist, I'll tell you this. Looking at all of the data, we've been looking at information since yesterday. Sadly, you have to be honest about what we saw. This guy, for 9 or 10 minutes, died. And modern medical technology, thank goodness, brought him back. We heard that he died again. Either on the way to the hospital or at the hospital. This guy is very, very sick. He's very, very ill. And if it is that the COVID gene injection, the mRNA DNA platform, did this, they have serious questions now. They have serious accountability, the NFL, who mandated this, 100% of the players, etc. But the reality is, if these players are looking on, they must be shocked and stunned, because we have reports over the last 2 years of soccer players across the world, high-performance athletes, just dropping dead on the field, on the pitch. So it's not the first time. And everyone is just pretending, these instances of people just suddenly dying, and even, as I mentioned earlier, dying in your sleep, dying as you wake. There is a reason for that. That this is a new phenomenon, but we need to figure out why. And in the common thread, here's the common thread. They're looking on at him laying there. The common thread that they all have in them that he had is that vaccine. That's the common thread. So they're not stupid people. And the NFL could potentially be facing a situation where players refuse to take the field. So how they handle this and the truth is very, very important. And I think they're going to try and pretend that the vaccine, they might even confabulate that he took no vaccine. That would be impossible for them to say now, because the Bills have been on record saying 100% vaccinated. So it's not a fun, hilarious situation. It's a drastic, catastrophic situation. And we need some leadership. We need honesty. Because if this vaccine did this to this player, then the other players, it is incumbent that they be told the truth, so they can decide for the $10 million or whatever they're getting in salary, if they want that money or if they're going to just retire. And remember, sir, J.J. Watt, who's the top in his position, I believe he's 32 or 33. He had to be AFib. A couple of weeks ago, just before a game, he had to go to the ER.
Yep.
They had to, yep. His heart went into fibrillation. Vaccinated. He retired.
Yeah.
Instantly.
And he was at the top of the profession. Maybe now that he's a little bit older, maybe not the best, but when he was in his prime, he was the best and still a high performing athlete. You think probably could have gone on if not for the potential vaccine side effects there. But I'm glad you brought that up, because that brings me to my final question for you here. And that's, we did see some NFL players have what appear to be vaccine side effects, but they were detected before something happened on the field. A couple players got sidelined. A couple players had medical procedures done with what are the top vaccine side effects, the blood clots, the heart murmur type situations. But when I look at the deaths that have come from the top side effects from the vaccines, most of them appear to be in high school athletes and younger. As you mentioned, the reason why Hamlin was able to survive this is because of the top medical care that he received. Is that why we're seeing this mostly happening with younger athletes? Because they don't have that top tier medical care sitting right there, sidelines at the field when they go into these events. And so sadly, they don't have somebody there right there, professional teams, getting on top of the situation within seconds. Do you think maybe that's why most of the athletes and football players dying are younger ones?
I think again, you're on top of the money here. The thing is that timing is key. And the way the NFL or the Buffalo Bills emergency, their medical team responded was outstanding. And they were the reason for him being, if he is alive right now, he's on a ventilator. I wouldn't even say he's in a classic sense alive, but that's going to have to be, we're going to have to find out shortly. But they did what they need to do to bring him back and to get his heart going from what the reporting says. But remember, the science is showing us that the mRNA vaccine itself, that the delivery of the mRNA in the lipid nano, that particular platform, whether it's the Pfizer mRNA or the Moderna mRNA, both of them result in tremendous risk of myocarditis. And the problem here, sir, is the myocarditis is silent. But many times you get myocarditis vaccine-related, and you even from infection, viral infection, even before this COVID situation came along, it could be silent. And that's why many young people, when they get viral myocarditis in their lives, let's say at 15, whatever, you don't know. Nobody ever tested it. And then later, 40 years old, when your heart and the system is not compliant or as rigorous and robust as before, and you then exert yourself with some physical exercise, at that point, it's too much for the heart. So to me, the issue is the data is showing us that the Moderna shot is much more toxic than the Pfizer shot. And the second shot is much more toxic than the first shot. So it depends. To answer your question, it depends on how many shots they took, which one they took. But both Pfizer and Moderna are deadly from our examination of the data. And also the issue is that that question of timing. If there's a proper support, that would be defining the matter of whether someone lives or dies. And that's why the issue of dying in your sleep, that subsector we wrote about dying just before dawn, is so important. Because if your heart stops and your partner, let's say, or you, a young person, you're in your bedroom, nobody knows, nobody could revive you, and by the time they find you the next day, you're dead. So it's a tragedy, and we need honest answers. We've been clamoring for 2 years now since they brought these gene injection platforms. We've been clamoring that the data that Pfizer and Moderna presented to FDA to get the emergency use authorizations were flawed. The methodology of the studies were flawed. It was not properly safety tested. It was not even safety tested. And the vaccine showed itself quickly to be highly ineffective, got into negative effectiveness territory, means the vaccine doesn't work. And it's harmful. Myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clotting, bleeding, VITT, which is a paradoxical vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia. You're bleeding, you're clotting at the same time.
Which, of course, is much more dangerous than getting COVID itself or the flu. And, Doctor, let's do this because I want to talk about your book. It's an important issue in your book. Let's do one more segment on your book because that's important. And I'll just say this, kind of put a bookend on this discussion. The sad thing is I don't expect to get any truth from the NFL. I don't think they've been honest. They haven't been honest about anything as far as whether it's concussions, mental health, or vaccine status forever. So sadly, I'm not expecting any honesty there. But let's come back with Dr. Alexander and his important book.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow info warriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you are getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful
helpful for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
Until about 150 years ago, cultures all over the world believed that people got sick and died in many cases in the winter because of something called vapors. They associated these poisonous vapors with cold weather. Of course, it wasn't the cold weather or catching a chill that killed people. What was killing people was a lack of vitamin D3. You see, the sun via your skin helps your body produce vitamin D3. But if you're not getting enough sun, you will not produce vitamin D3, and then it's very easy for viruses and other things to start replicating and taking your body over. So now it's more important than ever, because the winter's here, to take high-quality vitamin D3, and we have the best with our vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for better upload into your body for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Don't wait. Support the InfoWar and your immune system with vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've taken a lot of supplements over the years, since high school, and they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now, with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pain MD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got one more segment with Dr. Paul Alexander, drpaulalexander.com, or follow his Substack, palexander.substack.com. And you have written a book. You know, there was a famous movie that came out probably about just over 10 years ago called The Dallas Buyers Club. Very popular movie, especially when it came out, very liked. Well, people don't realize the bad guy in that movie is Anthony Fauci. It's funny how people don't realize that. Very popular, very famous movie, Matthew McConaughey film, Dallas Buyers Club. The bad guy in that film is Anthony Fauci and his government. Well, now you've written a new book about Fauci. Tell us what is in there.
Well, first of all, thanks very much again for having me back on. And I'm very disappointed with the speaker vote situation before I answer that, is because if this guy has to reach across to get Democrats to put him in the slot, that means he's going to be withholding, and it demonstrates the corruption of Washington. It's worse than a swamp, and I was there. So to answer your question, the title of the book is Presidential Takedown. And I wrote that book with Sky Horse, who wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci. You can buy it at Amazon. Presidential Takedown, how Fauci, the NIH, CDC, etc., conspired and worked together to topple President Trump. And what I'm trying to say is, because I got the pleasure and privilege to work in the Trump administration in Washington, and my office was in Health and Human Services, just opposite the Capitol building. All of these players like Redfield, Hahn, and the task force, they had sub-offices in my building. Incidentally, Operation Warp Speed was run out of my building, the vaccine development, and the Moderna company was run out of my building. So I knew all of these people, and I can tell you that from my vantage point, President Trump was on pace to win re-election in January 2020, hands down. He would have won about 380 electoral votes in about 42 states. And we are looking at all of the data. But something went wrong from January, February 2020 to that election. And I'm trying to say by around mid of the year, June, July, it became clear that the Fauci and Burks-inspired lockdowns and school closures hurt him. It hurt him terribly. And I don't think President Trump really understood that they were hollowing out his presidency from the inside. When Atlas wrote the plague and the house, yes, they were hollowing out President Trump from the inside. He trusted these people. President Trump trusted Fauci, Burks, Hahn, Azar, Redfield, all of these people. But many of these people conspired and worked against him and subverted him. They worked against him to make the pandemic response a failure. That's the key. It was almost like Harry Carey. They created a devastating response because they knew Trump, he's an egotistical guy. He wanted to be on the front of the podium every day. So they let him wear it even. And that was something that we argued with the White House. Please, let the president come out to the podium with the task force every day, but don't let him speak. Just let him stand in the back. But no, he had to stand in the front. He had to speak. They let him wear it. Why? In other words, they were eviscerating him. Burks wrote in her book that they slow walked data. They held back data. They sent him wrong data even. It was shocking how clear she was. They subverted him.
Yeah, actually, she was so transparent, not just in her book. I mean, even in TV interviews, she was like, yeah, if you came in with a runny nose, if you came in with a scratched knee, we counted everything as COVID. I mean, she admitted they inflated the numbers.
Everything. Listen, sir, everything about COVID from the virus, and yes, we even have data now that is showing us that the timeline actually is beginning to look like it was March 2019. That means we might be looking at late 2018. This didn't begin in February 2020 or even January 2020. This virus was circulating globally. Our immune systems had seen this virus or a version prior. We were mostly naturally immune. We did not need no lockdowns, no school closures. We knew COVID was age risk stratified. We could target and focus the approach. It was amenable to risk stratification, that we just needed to focus on the vulnerable in our society and let the vast rest of society live free lives, unfettered, no lockdowns, no school closures. We could find no evidence in the entire world, none, where any lockdown work in America, anywhere, no school closure, none, no mask mandate, no business. They only caused deaths. They suffered people. They shifted the burden of mortality from the rich onto the poor. It was the poor in society who had to front face and had to work in the open. They're the ones who suffered, not the richer laptop class, the cafe latte class. And I wrote the book to say, yes, I know a lot of you people run around and you say, well, the elections were stolen. They did a mail-in ballot. I agree. Even Republicans, to me, would steal votes if they had a chance. But I'm trying to tell you that you need to wrap your head around, I support President Trump still today. If he gets the nod, I want to rally behind him and push him through. I think he deserves a second shot. I think he would have been the greatest president the United States had in January, February 2020, had it not been for this COVID, and had he not let Fauci and Burks lead that lockdown that destroyed his presidency. I think that in the end, we would understand how great his presidency was. And I would like him, to be honest, I would like him to get back up in there and tear up Washington. Strip all those alphabet health agencies down to the studs. Fumigate them. Fire everyone 100 down. All the directors, and fire 100 deep. I would take each one. I'd take the CDC out to Atlanta and place it on Alcatraz. I would open Alcatraz and set up the office there. These people are really swamp, corruptible, inept, incompetent people. And they worked to hurt Trump. They subverted him daily. They told me that. That people told me in words, we worked to damage President Trump's pandemic response. Because when we get him up on that podium, we will make him look irrelevant, the response chaotic, ungovernable, unmanageable. And they did it. They did it because Trump didn't become reelected. That's the key. They introduced enough doubt and enough pain and suffering on the American people across that pandemic lockdown lunacy, I call it, that people balked. And they had a right to, because we wanted Trump to fire Fauci and Burks, but he didn't. And history, you'll have to explain all of those things beyond my capacity. But I am saying that these people worked against him, and that's why we wrote the book. You can get it at Amazon. It's my view. And I have nothing ill to say about the guy. I think he would have gone down as the greatest president. I support Ron DeSantis even. But I want somebody up in there that when they hit the floor, they know where everything in Washington is.
Yep.
And they could begin some serious arresting and put a lot of people in jail. A lot of people in his administration and in the Biden administration need to sit down in a jail cell, from my opinion.
And I think millions, if not hundreds of millions of Americans share that opinion with you. Dr. Paul Alexander, great stuff. Thank you for this entire hour. DrPaulAlexander.com or his Substack, palexander.substack.com. And you just heard about his book right there, explaining it all as he just laid out. Dr. Alexander, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now quickly, this has been an information-loaded transmission, but we won't be able to disseminate any information if we're not on the air, and we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, though, share the links. Tell friends and family. Share the videos. Take the clips. Take the stories. That's a very key and important element right now as the Great Awakening is ongoing and minds are opening, searching for information and sources for information. And we need to be that source. And so that's why InfoWarsStore.com exists. I can't tell you enough about Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I talk about it all day long. It's 50% off. I take it every morning because I know I'm going to get 100% the daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, so much more. One popular supplement that has been out of stock for years but is finally back in stock is the Real Red Pill Plus, an incredible supplement unique to anything else on the market that I know of, with the pregnenolone, the vitamin K, and so much more in there, the yerba mate. Also, it goes hand in glove with the DNA Force Plus, the way all the different supplements in there work together to help build your immune system and give you daily energy and longevity. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and this stuff is selling out fast. The new line of InfoWars Platinum has already had one of the three products, the HGA Boost, sell out. So there's still other on the other supplements on the InfoWars Platinum line are still on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, but one is already sold out. So get these amazing life-changing supplements at InfoWarsStore.com before they sell out.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products
for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. We're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So easy to blow up the problems.
All right, let's get back into the House vote situation. The fifth vote is about to take place, and McCarthy's going for the golden sombrero, ladies and gentlemen. He's going for the, oh, I'm sorry, the platinum sombrero. He's already got the golden sombrero. He's going for the platinum sombrero. 0-5. A mythical accomplishment. McCarthy's going for it, and unless he has about 10 Democrats willing to vote for him, then he's not going to get it. You know, I got to say, I don't know how, I don't know what to attribute this to other than a lot of these politicians, and we'll include the mainstream media in here as well, they're really dumb people. Like, just really dumb. How can Kevin McCarthy be so stupid? Again, I'm not even trying to be insulting towards the guy here. I don't really know him like that. I don't support him for House Speaker because I don't trust him as a politician. And I don't see anything positive that will come from him as a speaker. But I sat on my couch at home on Monday night and did a live stream on Getter. And I said, there's no way Kevin McCarthy has the votes unless a bold Democrat votes for him, or perhaps somebody that has a squad decides to vote for him. I knew that from my couch in Austin, Texas on Monday night. How the hell did Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans not know that? Are they that stupid, or are they that, what do you even call it, to just go into this futile vote four different times knowing you don't have the votes? I mean, do you just call it insane? Is it just arrogance? Is it entitlement? Stunning stuff. Now, I suspect that there were already talks last night between McCarthy and the Republican establishment, swamp creatures, and the Democrats. I suspect that went down last night. I'd be stunned if the Democrats do vote for McCarthy. However, just as it was a bold act of political brilliance from Matt Gaetz that has put us in this situation, it would be a bold act of political brilliance. The only one I could see pulling this off would be AOC, and then getting the squad to join her to vote for McCarthy, to push him over the edge, to have a little leverage on him, and to just throw even a bigger wrench into the Republican Party. That would be a bold act of political brilliance, and I think the only one that could pull it off would be AOC. But if she hasn't done it to this point, I don't think she's going to do it. So if we are about to witness the platinum sombrero, and if that's how this goes down, this is even more pathetic than we can even imagine. I mean, how futile is this? Talk about the definition of insanity. You're witnessing it. McCarthy never had the votes. We learned it in real time. He went 0-1. Nothing changed. He still didn't have the votes. They voted again. He was 0-2. Nothing changed. He still didn't have the votes. He lost votes in the third round. He was 0-3. So then they said, okay, this isn't going to work. You thought, maybe we'll see something rational tomorrow. They show up again today. He still doesn't have the votes. Nothing changed. He goes 0-4. And now we're getting ready and lined up for a fifth round of voting. And are we really now this insane? Is the political process now this futile? Which I don't really mind, actually. Shut the whole government down as far as I'm concerned. Stole this government out of existence as far as I care.
But are we really about to watch this exact same thing happen a fifth time? Like, what is this? This is the definition of the swamp. This is the definition of the establishment. Just trying to force their way. Just trying to force it down our throats. Just trying to battering ram this tyranny home. Trying to battering ram the uniparty home. Trying to battering ram the top down. Donors, establishment, legacy, class. Elite class deciding what we want, deciding our future, deciding our policies, deciding our politics, that they just sit here, even after taking loss after loss after loss, they just say, no, we will get it. How many times are we going to see this? So we're about to see a fifth time, six times, seven times, eight times, 10 times, 20 times. This is, I love this. To me, this is the establishment just taking loss after loss after loss after loss after loss.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. Bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down, and I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we're going to be monitoring the fifth vote for Speaker of the House, but I have to cover this other news in the interim. And that's the Twitter files that dropped yesterday. So what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to read directly from the latest Twitter files thread from Matt Taibbi. And then the crew is just going to be following along on the screen, opening all the links, all the documents and everything else. But this is a long one, so bear with me here. But this is important. The latest Twitter files, the thread from Matt Taibbi on Twitter. How Twitter let the intelligence community in. In August 2017, when Facebook decided to suspend 300 accounts with suspected Russian origin, Twitter wasn't worried. Its leaders were sure they didn't have a Russian problem. We didn't see a big correlation, no larger patterns. Facebook may take action on hundreds of accounts, and we may take action on about 25. Keep the focus on Facebook. Twitter was so sure they had no Russia problem, executives agreed the best PR strategy was to say nothing on record and quietly hurl reporters at Facebook. Twitter is not the focus of inquiry into Russian election meddling right now. The spotlight is on Facebook, wrote public policy vice president of Twitter, Colin Crowell. In September 2017, after a cursory review, Twitter informed the Senate it suspended 22 possible Russian accounts and 179 others with possible links to those accounts amid a larger set of roughly 2,700 suspects manually examined. Receiving these meager results, a furious Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, a ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, held an immediate press conference to denounce Twitter's report as frankly inadequate on every level. Irony, mused Crowell the day after Warner's presser, after receiving an e-circular from Warner's re-election campaign, asking for $5 or whatever you can spare, LOL, replied General Counsel Sean Edgett. Keep producing material. After meeting with congressional leaders, Crowell wrote, Warner has political incentive to keep this issue at the top of the news, maintain pressure on us and the rest of the industry to keep producing material for them. So even at this time in 2017, they knew the Democrats were trying to use Twitter as a political weapon against their opposition. In steps Hillary Clinton. Taking their cues from Hillary Clinton, Crowell added Dems were taking cues from Hillary, who that week said, it's time for Twitter to stop dragging its heels and live up to the fact that its platform is being used as a tool for cyber warfare. In growing anxiety over its PR problems, Twitter formed a Russia task force to proactively self-investigate. And so quickly, let me just monologue here to get us a little context. So Twitter's executives at the time were not falling for the Democrat propaganda, and they didn't want to be a part of it, and they actually investigated the claims the Democrats were making and said there's nothing here. So the Democrats came back and said, we're not happy with your report. Now we're going to have a strategy to make you look bad in front of the public, and we're going to put out a bunch of hit pieces on you doing the bidding for the Russians. And so now Twitter felt they had to respond because of that bad PR. We pick it back up with the forming of the Russia Task Force. The Russia task force started mainly with data shared from counterparts at Facebook centered around accounts supposedly tied to Russia's Internet Research Agency. But the search for Russian perfidy was a dud. October 13th, 2017. No evidence of a coordinated approach. All of the accounts found seemed to be lone wolf type activity. Different timing, spend targeting under 10,000 in ad spends. October 18, 2017, the next day, first round of RU investigation, 15, Russia investigation, 15 high-risk accounts, three of which have connections with Russia, although two are RT, the Russian news agency. October 20th, 2017, built a new version of the model that is lower precision but higher recall, which allows to catch more items. We aren't seeing substantially more suspicious accounts. We expect to find about 20 with a small amount of spend. So again, this is the Democrats saying, Russia, 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 censor the internet for us. It's all Russians. Twitter goes in and looks at it, doesn't find anything the Democrats or the intelligence community is claiming and says there's nothing we can do here. Here's 20 accounts we found. The Democrats, the intelligence community continues to get more angry. October 23rd, 2017. Finished the investigation. 2,500 full manual account reviews. We think this is exhaustive. 32 suspicious accounts and only 17 of those are connected with Russia. Only two of those have significant spend, one of which is Russia Today, remaining at under 10,000 a spend. Twitter's search finding only two significant accounts, one of which is Russia Today, was based on the same data that later inspired panic headlines like Russia influence reached 126 million through Facebook alone. So they didn't get the results they wanted in the pressure they were putting on Twitter. So then they just took the results they wanted and wrote headlines going for the result that they wanted. So they didn't get the result they wanted, but then they wrote the stories pretending like they got the result they wanted. The failure of the Russia task force to produce material worsened the company's PR crisis. In the weeks after Warner Presser, a torrent of stories sourced to the Intel Committee poured into the news, an example being Politico's October 13th, Twitter deleted data potentially crucial to Russia reports. So again, here's the Democrats working with the media to attack Twitter because Twitter won't do their bidding in 2017. Which I gotta say is really amazing even here to me now because this is what InfoWars was reporting at the time. And my crew will remember, and people that listen to the War Room will remember, I was saying at the time, I was like, and Jack Dorsey has come out and said stuff since. I said, look, Jack Dorsey doesn't want to be a part of this. I'm not sitting here telling you he's a good guy or not a liberal. I'm just saying Twitter is not putting up with this stuff. They're not doing the bidding of the Democrat Party. So the Democrats and the intelligence community continued to attack Twitter until they did what they wanted them to do, and eventually Dorsey stepped down. But let's get back to the story. Were Twitter a contractor for the FSB, they could not have built a more effective disinformation platform. John Hopkins professor and Intel committee expert Thomas Ridd told Politico. So here comes the pressure. As Congress threatened costly legislation and Twitter was the subject to more bad press fueled by the committees, the company changed its tune about the smallness of its Russia problem. There's the pressure applied, getting the desired result. From another email we go. Hi, guys. Just passing along for awareness the write-up here from the Washington Post today on
potential legislation or new FEC regulations that may affect our political advertising, wrote Kral. So the Democrats and the committee said, we're going to make laws and legislations and rulings that's going to cripple you and that is going to bankrupt you. Do you still not want to do our bidding? In Washington, weeks after the first briefing, Twitter leaders were told by Senate staff that Senator Warner feels like tech industry was in denial for months, added an Intel staffer, big interest in Politico article about deleted accounts. Twitter pledged to work with them on their desire to legislate. In other words, the threats worked. Knowing that our ads policies and product changes are an effort to anticipate congressional oversight, I wanted to share some relevant highlights of the legislation Senators Warner, Klobuchar, and McCain will be introducing, wrote Policy Director Carlos Monge soon after. Wow, talk about, I mean, what do you even call that? Bribery, blackmail, racketeering, gangsterism? It's the Democrats, it's the intelligence communities, and the committees. The committees appear to have leaked even as Twitter prepared to change its ad policy and remove RT and Sputnik to placate Washington. Congress turned the heat up more, apparently leaking the larger base list of 2,700 accounts and saying, why didn't Twitter ban these? We demanded they would. Reporters from all over started to call Twitter about Russia links. BuzzFeed, working with the University of Sheffield, claimed to find a new network on Twitter that had close connections to Russian link bot accounts. You may remember all this fake news coming out. It will just embolden them. Now, I've almost finished it. There's a couple more left, but we've gotten most of the point. So do you see how corrupt that is? This is not only a First Amendment violation. This is racketeering. This is election interference and meddling and rigging. And we're not even talking about the Hunter Biden story yet. This is just post-Trump election, everything the Democrats and their friends in the intelligence communities were doing to censor your free speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Live products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, a nootropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself at how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to have the fifth vote for Speaker of the House. I can't believe they're going to do it, but they're going to do it, and McCarthy is probably about to get the rare platinum sombrero. He's already got the golden sombrero. He's already 0 for 4. They're really going to go 0 for 5 today, aren't they? They're really going to do this. So how many is it going to take? 6, 7, 8? How many times does McCarthy have to fail before he says, okay, it's time for me to throw in the white towel? Or is he so entitled and arrogant that, I mean, how many is it going to take? Seriously. Now, Matt Gaetz just sent this zinger out. Statement from Matt Gaetz just moments ago. Another day, another lie from Kevin McCarthy. Just weeks ago, Kevin McCarthy promised me and the entire House Republican caucus that he wouldn't seek Democrat votes to secure the speakership. In fact, his people said it was a doomsday scenario if this were to happen. So I guess that means for Kevin McCarthy, it's a doomsday scenario now. And I guess it's for the Republican establishment, the GOP donor class, the Conservative Inc., the neocons, the military-industrial complex. I guess this is their doomsday moment because they now have reached across the aisle to beg for votes from Democrats. And again, I will tell you what I've been saying since Monday night. The only hope that McCarthy has to get votes from the Democrats is if somehow AOC has the same spark of political brilliance that Matt Gaetz had to stand up against the swamp, that she would give the Republican swamp the victory it wants by going for McCarthy, then throwing an even bigger wrench into the Republican Party moving forward with a voter base and a movement that doesn't like or want McCarthy, but then there he is stabbing us in the back with all the holdouts. But I still don't suspect that to happen. And where it stands right now, McCarthy is going to go 0 for 5 and get the platinum sombrero. So unless AOC, which I think would be an act of political brilliance in a different way from what Matt Gaetz has done, but in a similar idea, in a similar fashion, but she'd have to convince the squad to go along with her. And I don't think they really like McCarthy either. So plus they move in unison. It's a cult. So I think they're going to just keep voting Jeffries every time to 200 or 202 or whatever it is. But where it stands right now, should we do it? I mean, we just caught a little teaser there. I don't know. Oh, that's looking good. Now I know why he wanted the platinum sombrero. We thought the golden sombrero looked good on Kevin McCarthy. Well, he's trying on for size the platinum sombrero right now, and it looks good. Yeah, you know, the golden sombrero, it's just, That's not his look. I don't think the golden sombrero is really working for Kevin McCarthy, so he needs to trade that in for the platinum sombrero. I suspect that that is going to be the case in about 10 minutes. Actually, it's already over. It's done. He didn't get it. It's over. It's the platinum sombrero. This is too good. And he looks good with it. Dang. He looks good. Kevin McCarthy, congratulations. The golden sombrero, it just wasn't really your look, Kevin. But the platinum sombrero, you're looking good on that. That, hey, the platinum sombrero, that's Kevin McCarthy's look. Congratulations, Kevin McCarthy. You have done it. The platinum sombrero, 0 for 5. Now, I don't think we have a thing for 0 for 6. I don't know if there is an 0 for 6. I don't think, I mean, we got a couple guys that played ball in college here. I've never heard of the 0 for 6 sombrero. I don't think there is such a thing. So, are we about to have the 0 for 6, six strikeouts in a game? What is that? The ruby sombrero, the emerald sombrero, the lithium sombrero? I mean, I think platinum is still the most expensive precious metal. I don't know. What comes after the platinum sombrero, and will Kevin McCarthy go for it? Why wouldn't he? He's come this far. He went for five. He struck out 5 times. That's like going up to bat with a hole in your bat. Kevin McCarthy digs in for the 5th time tonight, and he has a hole in his bat. That's odd. I've never seen that. There's a baseball-sized hole on the barrel of the bat. Congratulations to Kevin McCarthy. You are the official winner of the Platinum Sombrero. Why'd you guys turn the music off? We were celebrating here. What are you doing back there? We're celebrating. This is Kevin McCarthy's moment. This is the moment Kevin McCarthy always wanted. See, there's a little confusion. You thought Kevin McCarthy wanted to be Speaker of the House. No, Kevin McCarthy wanted to wear the Platinum Sombrero. Yeah. Yes. 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 It's beautiful. So it's the, so if it's a 6th time, it isn't even a sombrero, it's a horn? What are you saying? We're looking into this, folks. We're looking into this. Okay. He's gonna wear the horn. He's gonna wear the horn when it's all said and done. Or he's gonna, you know, Frank Luntz is gonna give him the horn. Okay. This is just ridiculous at this point. Kevin McCarthy, you have embarrassed yourself, but that's fine. You decided that that's what you would do for the establishment. You decided that's what you would do for the donor class. That was your decision. And so now you wear the platinum sombrero. At this point, I mean, really, man, are you really gonna go for the horn? I don't think that one goes on the head. Okay? I think Frank Luntz may be putting the horn there. Jeez, man. Well, this is beautiful. This is great. And so we see where it goes from here. Oh, and just wait. Oh, I can't even wait. If McCarthy fails again for the 2nd straight day, you just wait till tonight. I mean, you wait till Fox News tonight. You wait till all the conservative establishment tonight. You wait for the donor class tonight. You wait for the DC politicos tonight. This is going to be brilliant. Even the Democrats are probably going to try to be telling you how bad this is. That's how you know it's great. That is how you know this is a victory. I want Mexican mariachi going out to break, guys. We're celebrating the moment here. We are celebrating this moment for Kevin McCarthy. He wanted to be Speaker of the House. Instead, he goes 0-4-5 and wears the platinum sombrero. Will he go for the horn? Will he go for the horn and go 0-6? It'd be stunning. It'd be shocking. But he's so committed, he just might do it. He loves the establishment that much. He's willing to put his entire reputation on the line for the donor class. But this is great. This is actually the people getting what they want. This is amazing. We're actually getting what we want, guys. Thanks to Matt Gaetz and others, we don't want McCarthy. Thank you. Yes, this is a victory. 0-5, McCarthy.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owners of Fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com. Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what these same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country for up to 50% off what you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado.
Well, we continue with the theme of the day. This is a truly amazing accomplishment for Kevin McCarthy. No, he's not Speaker of the House, but he does now wear the platinum sombrero. 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts. Now, folks, this is just incredible. It's already happening. We have a new swamp creature, by the way. Brian Lawler is his name, Republican from New York, who's spent the last 3 days stumping for McCarthy on Fox News. And it's the same hemming and hawing. Oh, this is so bad what they're doing. Oh, this is crushing conservatives. This is crushing the Republican Party. This is so great for Joe Biden. You guys have done nothing for us. Okay? We gave you everything with Donald Trump in 2016 and you did nothing for us. So this whole notion of like, you have any kind of leverage over us, or any kind of leverage over Matt Gaetz and the Freedom Caucus, you still don't get it, do you? We've broken from your lies. We've broken from your deception. We've broken from the uniparty. We've broken from the establishment, top down, dictating to the people how things are going to go. And we're not looking back. Like, we're done. It's like the girlfriend that's moved on and is maybe even married now and you still think there's a chance. It's over. The ex-girlfriend is now married with 7 kids, okay? Like, it's done. We're done with you. But folks, he's going on there. They're going to go again. They're going for round number 6, folks. And Lawler is going on as the voice box for the McCarthyites and is saying they're going to have the votes in round 6. This is hilarious. Yeah, and I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be 7 foot tall, and I'm going to go play in the NBA, too. By the way, Lauren Boebert went out there and said, it's time for Donald Trump to tell Kevin McCarthy to get the hell out of the way. Man, and Trump's smartest move right now would be to do just that. And he doesn't even have to say Lauren Boebert's name if he doesn't want to act like he's responding to Lauren Boebert for political reasons, whatever. That's fine. But look, Donald Trump, I'm telling you right now, if this message gets to you, you are reeling politically right now. You are reeling. You are talking to one of your biggest supporters. In fact, let's just be perfectly honest. There's very few people that have done as much as me for Donald Trump. Very few. I created an entire genre of content on the internet of going out and stumping the Trump protesters on the streets. I got arrested 3 different times and am still going through multiple legal cases for my public support of Donald Trump. I stood up to the Democrats and told them what they were doing to Donald Trump was treasonous. Not many people have that rap sheet. So you know what? I got a little more skin in the game than most of these people on TV and inside Conservative Inc. So, you know, Trump, you might want to start listening to the people that put their skin in the game and put their neck out there and continue to be right on all the issues. So if you don't want to have any political connection to Lauren Boebert, that's fine. But you better realize you're reeling right now politically and you're losing your base with Kevin McCarthy. You can still save face right now. But you better come out and say it's time for McCarthy to move on. The platinum sombrero is enough. It's time to move on. And if you continue to support McCarthy, you're going to continue to lose support. That's just the facts. And in case you haven't noticed, and this is going to hurt you, I got a big ego too. I get it. This is going to hurt you. But in case you haven't noticed, this America First, Great Awakening, Great Renaissance, whatever you want to call it, it's bigger than you and it's ready to move on from you. We don't want to move on from you. We like you. We want you at the head of the ship. But if you're going to continue to stump for McCarthy when none of your voters want him, we will move on. I've supported Donald Trump. I've said I supported his third run that he's already announced. I've said why. But I'm just speaking from the objective facts of the matter as I see them. Trump is reeling politically. He's losing his base. His base is ready to move on. And his approach towards this Kevin McCarthy speakership is only hurting him. So, McCarthy wears the platinum sombrero. Now, we've had some debates because we figured this out just because we're going to get ready for this. He's about to go 0 for 6 with 6 strikeouts. I believe we're going to see that in the next hour. So the reason why it was called a horn, these are all baseball references we're using here. A horn refers to a player striking out 6 times in a game. The term was coined by pitcher Mike Flanagan after a teammate Sam Horn of the Baltimore Orioles accomplished this feat in an extra inning game in 1991. So we could actually just call this the McCarthy now. We could just say going 0 for 6 with 6 strikeouts is the McCarthy, and that might be better. But alternative names for this accomplishment have been considered, the titanium sombrero or the double platinum sombrero. Now, we're thinking about going with the double platinum sombrero because we can just stack a nice little second sombrero on top of McCarthy's head there. He can wear the double sombrero. I don't know how we would do a titanium sombrero. And the platinum sombrero looks good. And we can always just call it the McCarthy, too. He already has the platinum sombrero. Maybe we just call it the McCarthy at this point. What are they going to do? How does he think he's going to get the votes? He's obviously not getting the votes from the Freedom Caucus and the Republican holdouts. He's obviously not going to get the votes from the squad or the Democrats. And so we're going to get up here and we're going to witness this for the sixth time now, Kevin McCarthy losing the vote. This is hilarious stuff. And then watching the conservative, Republican, GOP, donor class, elitist establishment flailing and flopping around and going on Fox News saying, McCarthy will win. We have the votes. We just need to do it again. And anybody who's stopping this is the bad guy. Oh, yeah. Keep telling us how we're the bad guy and then expecting us to do what you want us to do. You jerk. Brian Lawler. Boy, a congressman-elect, Brian Lawler, and I already can't stand the guy before he even gets confirmed. Boy, bad move, Brian, from New York. You're going to be a one-term representative. Mark my words right here, Brian Lawler, one-term representative. Already showing himself as a swamp creature before he even gets sworn in. But hey, this is fine. This is all part of the process, ladies and gentlemen. Are we having fun in 2023 yet or what? All right, let me just take a deep breath because I got other news to cover. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to it. I've gotten through most of the important stuff, and we're obviously monitoring this House vote, which is the big story here. But there is some other news I would like to report on. And I don't know when they're going to start or conclude this next vote. I'm stunned. Are they really going to do this? Are they really going to go 0 for 3 twice? And how dumb are they? What? Just amazing stuff. Have you ever seen just like an Idiocracy when they're doing the IQ test and they're trying to shove the circular block into the triangle section and they're just like, how do I do this? That's like the Republicans today. Crazy stuff. All right, let me just do this, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be on air. You know that. We know that. That's part of our role is to just stay on air at this point, and you've done that. That's part of your role in this, to keep us on the air, and you have done just that by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, by sharing the links, by telling your friends and family we're live, and we make it easy on you by the great supplements we have at InfoWarsStore.com that we just look for the highest quality supplements. And then we bring them to you at the lowest price. So many of the supplements are 50% off right now, like top-selling, top-rated Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Top-rated, top-selling Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Top-rated, top-selling DNA Force Plus, 50% off. All at InfoWarsStore.com, these great supplements. And that's just some of them. You hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com for yourself. You're going to find the whole InfoWars Platinum line, which just launched and is very popular. You're going to find some of the other InfoWars Life products like the Greens Fiber Caps, 50% off. You're going to find Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. You're going to find so much more, like immune support, which is important during these winter months, have a strong immune system, obviously. 1776 testosterone boost, so much more. Best supplements at the best price. You're going to find them at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, monitoring Kevin McCarthy going for the double platinum sombrero. We'll hit some other news stories on the other side, too. Don't go anywhere. It's the Alex Jones Show. Filling in today, Owen Schroyer.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going to go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago, but on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled three of the top best sellers in the country right now, but it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max, it's Pain MD, and it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Life products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anotropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Platinum McCarthy Sombrero, or the McCarthy Platinum Sombrero. We're still taking submissions here. Not official yet, but double Platinum Sombrero, leader in the clubhouse right now. All right, let me just do this. Let me just cover some other news here as we wait for the sixth vote to begin. Nothing has changed since the first vote, really, but yeah, it's all good. The establishment is that desperate to get their guy in, Kevin McCarthy. So here we go, though. Let's just look at some of this other news here. So the story about the murders, those gruesome stabbing murders in Idaho, finally had a suspect arrested, Brian Koberger. And the way they arrested this guy is very interesting. How FBI uses genetic genealogy websites to nail murder suspects like Idaho's Brian Koberger. Agents run DNA through public websites, find their suspect, then secretly and legally collect their DNA to match crime scene. Now, I actually looked at some legal takes and some crime blogs about this, and there seems to be a potential problem here with the DNA, with using the DNA from the website in the process of the courtroom. There could be some potential challenges to doing that. It's worked before, but it's failed before. And the legal takes that seem to make the most sense to me said that the FBI should have requested a DNA test from him before admitting that this is how they got it, or get a DNA test from him before they admitted this is how they got it, because they could run into problems with that in the future. But nonetheless, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about, you've got these ancestry websites that you submit a DNA sample to, and then they, you know, tell you whatever your ancestry is, or wherever their science tells your heritage comes from, your countries or regions of origin, and you submit to that, and then that ends up being used as evidence in a crime. So, I don't know. That's a little, it's like, yeah, we want to catch murderers and stuff. We want to catch murderers and rapists. So, okay, we use every tool necessary. But then there's the issue of, well, I mean, what about privacy? Very, very difficult issue, I think, right there. And it's amazing that it's not really getting the attention or having the conversation it deserves. But I guess I can see why, with all the different distractions going on, even though they do continue to talk about this. So that's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But serious debate. You submit your DNA to an ancestry thing, and then it's used by law enforcement as evidence. Now, my guess is whenever you agree to the terms and conditions for these websites, they probably have something in there like this can be used for other purposes or law enforcement purposes or whatever, and you sign it, so you basically waive your rights. You basically give your DNA away. Kind of scary if you think about it. That's why I've never done this. So then there's the other issue of, why would you ever do this and put yourself in a potentially compromising situation to begin with? But there it is. So that's going to be an ongoing story to watch. Then there's this nice little ditty. Ray Epps has hired an attorney. And Ray Epps' attorney was an FBI agent for 9 years. Well, I'm sure that's just a coincidence that Ray Epps' attorney is a FBI agent for 9 years. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. Just a coincidence. Let's see what the Democrats are up to over here. This is the party. Well, let me just explain the irony through some headlines here. Kathy Hochul and New York Democrats legalize human composting for eco-friendly burials in New York. So you already have this in California. You already have this in New York. It's Soylent Green. It's going to be Soylent Green soon. You know, oh, you want to eat meat? Well, you're going to have to eat people then, because we're saving the planet from climate change. Human composting for eco-friendly burials in New York. So now the California Democrats and the New York Democrats are into human composting. That's what they think about human life. And then there was this in Portland. An anti-abortion billboard in Northeast Portland was removed after it was vandalized with the words "Kill Them Kids" spray painted over the sign and X's crossed over a photographed baby's eyes. Now, I can see a potential chance that maybe this is a little culture jamming, and maybe somebody that wanted to do a little culture jamming showing how liberals love killing kids and call it abortion. Or I could see, I mean, this is Portland, that this was genuinely some crazed, whacked out leftist liberal Democrat that really does love abortion and hates the pro-life people and hates the pro-life politics and decided to do this. Nonetheless, there you go. There you see it. We know who loves abortion in this country. It's Democrats. More proof. Unearthed video shows animal rights activist Liberal Democrat Jane Goodall calling for depopulating the earth to solve climate change. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. Maybe now you know why they love abortion so much. 60 Minutes rings in the new year with doomsday message from anti-human eugenicist Paul Ehrlich, humanity is not sustainable. And while I understand some of the logic he points out, there's also direct data and evidence that that's not how it goes. They used to say that as the population is going to be going up, that the food supply is going to become scarce. But that's not really been the case. Look at America. Our population continues to go up, and we continue to have excess food, which they also say is bad because we have too much food. So they say, you're not going to have enough food because there's too many people. By the way, you're also bad because you have too much food and you throw it away. But even Elon Musk was calling out Paul Ehrlich as a eugenicist and anti-human and re-fortifying his stance as being pro-human. So good for Elon Musk there. Now, why is all this ironic to me? So here's just a small stack of news just showing you how much Democrats, or I should say, how little Democrats value life, how little Democrats care about humanity. But then there's always cases of irony where you kind of scratch your head and they seem like they care about humanity all of a sudden and life all of a sudden for a second. Missouri defies Democrat politician, executes evil transgender child murderer. And this was the case of Amber McLaughlin. Now, Amber McLaughlin is a demonic individual who raped and killed minors and stalked others and then magically, as soon as she was facing the death penalty, or he was facing the death penalty, decided to become a woman. So Scott McLaughlin was convicted of raping a 14-year-old girl in 1992. He then stalked and brutally raped and murdered his ex-girlfriend in 2003, and so was placed on death row and then changed to a girl. And then all the liberal Democrats came out and said, there's never been a woman executed in the state of Missouri. There's never been a woman executed with the death penalty in X many years. This is so bad. Why would you kill a woman? Why would you kill the death penalty? Wait a second. Whoa. You guys are pro-abortion. You kill innocent babies. You guys, I've got dozens, hundreds, thousands of statements from you saying we need to get rid of humanity and depopulate the planet, stop from climate change. I mean, I've got all your clips, all your stories, everything, all the anti-human crap. But now that you have a rapist and a murderer, now you care about life? The innocent baby's life that you want to suck out of the womb with a vacuum, you're not moved by that. But a rapist and a murderer, now you value life. Does that not tell you everything about the Democrat Party? And by the way, folks, in this Gateway Pundit story and all over the internet, I got one right here from India Urban. We've got Congresswoman Cori Bush, all these other liberal Democrats complaining about capital punishment. Well, what about all the babies you sentenced to capital punishment? You never even committed a crime. So, they don't value the innocent life of a baby. They don't value the innocent life and just humanity generally on this planet. They want to kill it. They want to depopulate. They want to kill all the babies. But then when there's a rapist murderer, all of a sudden they care about their life. So they don't care about any life until it's a rapist murderer. They don't care about any life until it's a demonic, satanic, disgusting, twisted, psychotic individual. Does that not tell you everything you need to know about these people? Who they are, what they stand for, what they represent, where they're getting their frequency from? Innocent babies, slaughter them all. Humanity on the planet, end it. Oh, the convicted rapist and murderer? Protect that life at all costs. And if you don't protect that life, you're a bad person. Wow. Liberals, Democrats. When they show you who they are, believe them.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them.
but we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. InfoWars MD is finally here. It's the very same high-quality products you've been getting through InfoWars Life, but an expanded catalog, and in some cases, the prices are lower because we're going directly to the source that was supplying the supplement companies that we were buying our high-quality products from. So we're able to lower prices and bring you more products via the InfoWars MD line. The highest quality, triple-tested. Many of these products are sold on store shelves for more than twice the cost. You'll get them at InfoWarsStore.com under our exclusive label. We are bringing you the highest quality supplements directly from the factory right here in the USA to your door. It'll make your life healthy, better, boost your immune system, and it keeps InfoWars Store on the air. So again, introducing InfoWars MD, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com with massive, massive savings.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to be sticking around here for a couple segments before Kate Daly takes over, and she's got a great guest, Dr. Lee Merrick. Now I've already done double duty the last 2 days, and I don't want to go too stir crazy here, but with this developing news, I may be back on the War Room. We do have a guest host, Pete Santilli, today, who always does a fantastic job. But with all this development around the speaker vote, I may pop back in. But with Alex out, I do have some other roles to fill and some other work to do, not on-air stuff. So we'll see what happens. But Pete Santilli hosting the War Room today. I'm going to be here for a couple more segments for Kate Daly and Dr. Merrick. But, you know, I've got a bunch of weird news here on my desk, and I just want to do something. And you know, Rob Dew kind of brought me to task, and I told him I was going to do this today. And by the way, I think we need a little bit more of this, and we're already seeing this with what's going on with the Republicans in Congress. I like this. We need to be able to have a debate and a disagreement with one another amicably and smile and laugh about it and still move on, because that's how you have healthy debates. That's how you grow, and that's how you can come together and really make the world a better place. Doesn't mean you're going to get along or see eye to eye. But I told Rob, because Rob Dew, because he was one of the people that sent me this last night, and it was a bunch of people that sent me this, and I think we have it. Guys, do we have that basketball clip? Did I send you that basketball clip? I don't see it on the list here. I could have sworn I sent you that. Well, Rob Dew sent it in a text. You guys can pull it up. Everybody's sharing it. I remember I did share it, actually. I did send it to you guys. But you can find it. It's all over the internet. And it's a video. Look, because I've got all this other news that's just totally weird. So I get it. While you guys search for that, let me just mention this other news. I get why people look at things and think the craziest stuff. But I mean, here's news stories for an example. American Airlines ground worker killed, ingested into the engine of aircraft. Canceled Alabama flight was expected to depart Montgomery Regional Airport to Dallas-Fort Worth Saturday afternoon when an employee got sucked up into the engine. That's crazy. Rogue Wave strikes... hold off on the clip for now. Rogue Wave strikes Antarctic cruise ship, leaves one dead and four injured. Rogue Wave coming from Antarctica. Rogue Wave coming from Antarctica strikes a ship, kills one, injures four others. Rogue Wave? They're investigating. Man spends $15,000 on hyper-realistic costume to live life as a dog. What? And then you've got the whole phenomenon of Miami and these other police departments making gay pride police vehicles. So anyway, and I'm not just giving Rob Dew a hard time here. He was one of like four or five people that sent me this clip of a basketball player and other guests that I've had on the show before that go on other shows and do their own podcasts, like Jalissa Danielle. She shared it, and I mean, it's going everywhere. And it's this clip. Put the clip on the screen. And I guess the theory is that somehow the simulation is breaking down and the matrix is breaking down, if you will, which I do agree with that, but let's not completely lose our minds. And so I guess people here, and Rob Duke can come defend himself, people think you have an instance of a basketball, like, disappearing? Let me explain this, because we just, folks, I get it. I get it. Things are weird. The world is a crazy place. I mean, look at this one. I mean, I got stacks of this stuff. NHS allows trans males to treat women who request same-sex staff. So you're a woman, you say, I only want to be treated with a woman. They send a man in and say, that's a woman. I mean, this is, I get it. The world's insane. But folks, the ball does not disappear. Okay? You're not watching a simulation or a matrix or a video game when you're watching NBA games. There's people in the stands. There's announcers. There's players. The ball didn't disappear and reappear in Klay Thompson's hands. But since people believe that's what happens, I'll go ahead and do a slow motion breakdown. Watch what happens here when Draymond Green gets the ball. Slow motion this for me. Watch his right arm. His right arm does a bounce pass. You can watch his right arm extend. He does a bounce pass, and then the ball just happens to get cut off by the camera angle because the ball bounces right in front of Klay Thompson. And people are sitting here thinking, what, that the ball just disappeared in front of an entire audience and then reappeared in Klay Thompson's hands? It was a bounce pass. The ball got cut off by the camera angle. Please, people.
Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, a couple things here to note with Alex out. You know, people tune in to listen to Alex Jones. I mean, I'm no dummy. I know a lot of people, when they see or hear me, they just want to hear from Alex, and so they tune out. And so sadly, we don't get the funds we need when Alex is out. So please make up for that. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Remember to support us financially by going to InfoWarsStore.com today. It's even more important when Alex is out. But as I said, I've got some other things I need to take care of too with Alex being out. And so I'm not going to be doing double duty today. Plus, who wants to hear 6 hours of Owen Schroyer every day? That's just a little much. But I'm following the speaker vote so much, and I'm excited to watch Kevin McCarthy go double McCarthy platinum sombrero, that I may be hanging around or even going on to the war room with Pete Santilli. But one of the things that I have to address here now to handle a little business, and we're making sure with this because we have so many moving parts, but there is what appears to be a phishing attempt or some sort of a email fraud campaign going around. You may have seen this. I had a couple people reach out to me about it last night. We did some digging just to make sure it's not us. Like I said, there's so many moving parts and stuff around here. We, you know, some projects are ours that may not be connected, or we may be helping or whatever. But the point is, there's a fraudulent thing going on, and you may have seen it, and or if you do see it in the future, you need to be warned of it. And that's this thing called Alex Jones Inner Circle. And emails are going around from AJ at alexjonesinnercircle.com requesting information, saying it's part of some club with access to Alex Jones. That is not us. We have no idea what it is or who is running it or where that information is going. And so this is just kind of some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. But since this one is directly targeting our audience, I wanted to come here and just let you know about that. So if you see anything about an Alex Jones Inner Circle email campaign or promotional campaign or website or anything like that, that is not us. We don't know who that is. We don't know what that is. And it's kind of a weird paradox to be in because we're free to air. We don't, you know, people can promote us and do all kinds of different work, artwork and stuff that helps promote us. And we promote that and we like that. But then also that kind of opens up stuff like this where maybe there's some ulterior motive there and we have no connection to it. We don't know who it is, what it is. So we just want to warn you that's not us. Whatever this Alex Jones Inner Circle thing is going around, it is not us. Boy, oh boy. All right, let's look at a couple other stories here before the guest host takes over. I found this hilarious. So the mainstream media that hates Elon Musk keeps telling you that hate speech is up on Twitter. Well, actually, they're wrong. Guys, just quickly here, play for me clip 7.
Speech than the company previously was doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hate speech impressions are down by a third and will get even lower.
You're doing a lot more to take down hate speech than the company previously was doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hate speech impressions are down by a third and will get even lower.
Okay, so hate speech is down at Twitter. Well, okay, where is the hate speech going? Well, I can tell you that. Headline, Washington Post. Democrats leave Twitter to join alternative Mastodon in protest of Musk. So all the Democrats and the liberals left Twitter and hate speech went down. Go figure. It gets even better. Follow-up report. Majority of content on Mastodon social media site is child porn. And this is a new phenomenon. So imagine, hate speech goes down on Twitter when Democrats leave. Child porn goes up on Mastodon when Democrats join. Think that's a coincidence? Donald Trump Jr. signs big deal for new podcast on Rumble. You know, I really do like Donald Trump Jr. And I really do like his takes. But if he wants to have a successful podcast, he's really going to need to polish his delivery style. Cause it's very clunky and rough around the edges. I'm saying this as a fan of Donald Trump Jr. I really like him. And I actually think I like his politics better than his father's, even Eric's as well at this point. But that's neither here nor there. So if you're interested in that, I'll maybe be checking that out. But, hope, Don Jr. kind of polishes himself up a little bit. Just smooth out your delivery a little bit, a little less clunky, a little less iteration and ups and downs in the voice. But, seven-figure podcast deal for Don Jr. with Rumble. I like it, though. I like it. I like it. White House repeats claim that talking about the border makes it insecure. Oh, that's what it is. So the border's wide open, and then you saying the border's wide open is causing the border to be wide open. Man, that's just genius stuff. And this is probably your fault, too, for saying the border's open. Smuggler crashes at Border Patrol checkpoint during high-speed chase. And this happens all the time. I've seen a couple while we were down there. A lot of times results in fatalities. A lot of times children are in these vehicles. But there you go. That only happened because you said the border was open. See, that smuggler was not going to try to traffic those humans in until you, a conservative, said the border was open. You see, that's the White House logic there. Don't you know? Come on now. Just more news of the weird here. I mean, guys, what is this? Try to keep up with this. Co-founder of Queer Indigenous Artist Collection in Wisconsin is unmasked as a white woman after claiming she was Native American and Two-Spirit. Now this is interesting. Because let's think logically about this. So, she's bad because she's a white woman pretending to be Native American. Just like Elizabeth Warren, but Elizabeth Warren is a Democrat, so she has Democrat privilege. But this woman was a liberal too, so what's the problem? But wait a second though, if she's Two-Spirit, and you believe that gender is a spectrum, well, why can't race be considered a spectrum? Because, in case you haven't noticed, there's no consistency on that anymore. So you can be white and be Jewish, but you're not white, you're Jewish. But you can be white and Christian, but you're not Christian, you're white. So race actually now has nothing to do with skin color. They're even admitting it. I mean, really, if it's about skin color, then really how many different skin colors are there? Either you're white, you're brown, or you're black. I mean, it's basically from white to black, and, you know, you may be anything in between, no matter what your supposed racial identity or heritage is. There's black people that have light skin. There's white people that are really tan and look brown. So who's to say? It could all be a spectrum. But isn't it funny because they talk about white privilege, white privilege, white privilege, but then why do all these white people pretend to be something they're not in order to get ahead in the world? I don't know. I'm done. Two men arrested for sabotaging four electrical power substations in Washington State. So we've had this phenomenon the last 2 years of all the sabotage. We've had all the sabotage, power stations, food processing centers, oil refineries, all this stuff. And now we had two men just arrested. Are these eco-terrorist leftists like we've seen before? Could this have something to do with all the other incidents we've seen at power stations? Which, by the way, remember the one that happened on the East Coast? I forget where. And they said, this sabotage of the power station was done by Christian conservative Trump supporters who don't like drag queen story time. What? Just total insanity. Here's another liberal Democrat fail, but for them, maybe it's a good thing. Celebrity-backed bail group collapses after helping free serial criminal. Yeah, how many criminals did the Democrats and the liberals free in the name of George Floyd or Black Lives Matter? But what does this do? This is why people are leaving Democrat cities. Wall Street Journal, first of the year. The blue state exodus continues. And where are they going? Of course, red states. 10 states that lost the most population from 2021 to 2022. California, Democrat. New York, Democrat. Illinois, Democrat. New Jersey, Democrat. Massachusetts, Democrat. Louisiana, Republican. Maryland, Democrat. Pennsylvania, well, Democrats steal it. Virginia, Republican right now. Minnesota, Democrat. Florida, where they gained population, Republican. Texas, where they gained population, Republican. North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Republican, Republican, Republican. And then Georgia, which is Republican, but they stole it. Arizona, Republican, but they stole it. Idaho, Republican. Alabama, Republican. Oklahoma, Republican. So all the blue states are losing population, and all the red states are gaining population. But I'm sure that's not a sign of how bad Democrat Party leadership and policy is, right? I'm sure it has nothing to do with that. Or how good some of these Republicans have been.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and it's an absolute pleasure to introduce to you The Wellness Company, an alternative healthcare system for this COVID and post-COVID world where trust has been lost in doctors and healthcare systems. This new online virtual platform is nationwide, providing uncensored content, virtual appointments, laboratory testing, diagnostics, prescriptions, treatment packages specifically for COVID, post-COVID, vaccine injury syndromes, and all the usual things that are seen in primary care. And then we have an entire array of holistic products, an online store, media, and health advice. Come see The Wellness Company and go to onlinehealthnow.com as a conduit to The Wellness Company.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it at the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum.
Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owner's a fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com. I've taken a lot of supplements over the years since high school, and they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Pain MD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. Under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this the rest of the hour, and I have such an amazing guest. And you know her, and I know her. I absolutely love her. What a fountain of knowledge she is and wisdom. Dr. Lee Merritt is joining me. Dr. Lee Merritt began her medical career at the age of four, carrying her father's black bag on house calls, and completed an orthopedic surgery residency in United States Navy, served over 9 years as a Navy physician and surgeon, and of course served on the board of the Arizona Medical Association, past president of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. I could go on and on. TheMedicalRebel.com is her website. And I wanted to chat with her today. I wanted to talk to her about the Damar Hamlin headlines that seem to be just grabbing the nation and maybe why. I also have just basic questions about where are we at right now? Because a lot of people after 3 years, we hear bits and pieces and bits and pieces of information. And so where are we now? And a lot of people are asking this. How do I arm myself with information going to friends and family? Because I know bits and pieces, but I want to know right now where we're at. And so I welcome you, Dr. Lee Merritt. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Oh, thanks. So glad.
Yeah,
there.
I can see now. My communication with Skype is not good. I'm not a techie. My younger son is coming home for Christmas. Maybe he can get me up to speed. And I need a 10-year-old. You know, that's my problem.
Well, let me say this: the Damar Hamlin. It seems to be science. Improvement. I actually just got off of a pre-tape interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, and he made this observation, and he said, you know, the reason that the faces were so distraught of the team members, of the faculty, of the coaches, everybody, the reason that it was hitting so hard, this particular case, is because he believes it's coming from the shots, because of the significant help that it is to have these pads in place, the breastplates, everything else to stop a hit to the sternum, right? And to also stop these kinds of tackles from causing said cardiac arrest that would manage in itself in a direct fall right after instead of days after. Usually it's days after. There have been studies where it says days after they could see the effects of maybe getting hit in the heart, but not instant, right? And so he said, you know, those faces of those distraught are probably because they realize that those shots may be the issue. And I wanted to get your take on that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you don't need to be reading medical literature to figure this out. This is one of those things that a little common sense can go a long way. We see hits worse than that all the time. You know, and I'm going to tell you something, too. If this weren't related to the vaccine, you'd be hearing people, and it was happening. So if this weren't related to the vaccine, then we would be seeing unvaccinated people falling over, and we don't. We're not hearing, because we'd hear about that, don't you know? We would hear people say, wait a minute, no, you guys, it's not the vaccine, because so-and-so wasn't vaccinated, and they fell over. They know the truth, right. Okay? Now, the other thing is, you can't just look at this. Well, the other thing is, before I get to that, I think one of the things you can notice is they're lying about things to try and cover it up. Now, that tells you all you need to know, probably. My favorite one was when they discerned that it was the referee's whistles that was scaring people into having cardiac issues. Are you kidding me? We've had referee's whistles, I think, forever. So when they come up with stuff like that, or cold weather, or what are some of the other crazy explanations that they've had? The fact that they're putting defibrillators on the outside of people's doors in England tells you. But here's what I did, okay? Let's just, first of all, it's not just football. It's like then soccer. We've been looking a lot at soccer because Europe got vaccinated before we did. And I heard through the grapevine that 10 soccer teams, 10 FIFA-level soccer teams are essentially dead after this. Now, you know, the people doing this always give the excuse, well, but that's still not very many people compared to the billions that we've been vaccinated. That's not the way you look at it. That's apples and oranges. You want to look at, have you ever heard of 10 soccer teams dying in 1 year? These are young, healthy guys. What's going on here? So I went to look at this, okay? And it turns out that the FIFA data goes back to 1889. They don't tell you about all the deaths, okay? We can only look. The FIFA keeps the scores of death on the field. And this is a very interesting thing. Anybody can do this. It's open art. Well, now that I've been talking about it, they'll probably take it off the air. But anyway, you could find it a couple months ago when I looked at it. Now, it goes by month and it goes by year. And when I went through the years from 1889 to 1999, they were on the average 0 to 3 on-field deaths a year. And what were they from? They were mostly from not cardiac, but they were from being struck by the gold thing falling over on you or running into somebody. Or my favorite, it's apparently is a really dangerous problem of being hit by lightning. You can't believe how many soccer players are killed by lightning every year. So anyway, but the average number of deaths between those 110 years that we've been measuring it, FIFA's been measuring, 1889, 0 to 3 deaths. Now, in 2021, we had 27 deaths on the field. So number one, it's orders of magnitude worse. And number two, it's all cardiac. Now, here's the other point. I stopped at 99. What about 2000 to 2020? Very interesting. So this problem did not start with this vaccine. It did not start in 2021. This is just the magnum opus, okay? From 2000 to 2020, the deaths went up from 0 to 3 to 3 to 10, and they were mostly cardiac. Now, what changed between the 90s and the 2000s? Oh, well, I can think of a couple. One is this is the generation of kids that are now getting like 80 shots by the time they get out of high school, and they also are getting this flu vaccine. Okay, flu vaccine is associated with lots of bad things. It's one of the more toxic things that we've been exposed to recently. And the reason I think it's not by accident this is true is because the military also seems to have this increase in myocarditis in those years. So, and nobody was paying attention to it. Nobody was doing anything. Where were all the university boys? Why weren't somebody noticing that young people were having an increased risk of myocarditis? So I know that it's hard to think this is all pre-planned, but it's all pre-planned. And who's it attacking primarily? Let's just look at this, because you have to kind of look at this like a whodunit. This is like a mystery novel. It turns out, I mean, these things, yes, young women can have it too, but it's primarily young men for some reason, whether it's hormones or their level of activity, something. It's more, we more see young men dying than we see young women dying. Well, why would that be an issue? Well, let's see. We have the military has been forcibly vaccinated. The Border Patrol, the police, the fire units, our trauma surgeons, all predominantly young men.
You're right.
You know, that would take out the infrastructure of the security of our nation. or any nation that took it. I'm just not, and oh, and by the way, we got the blueprint from the communist Chinese scientists, not our allies. Now, I'm not saying they're the primary mover here, because quite frankly, the other thing that people have to wake up to, if you want to know where we are in 2023, we're still not at this point yet where we need to be, because people are saying, what do you mean they had bioweapons labs in Ukraine? What do you mean we had something to do with it? Well, let me tell you, let's just go back in time a little. And I know you like to read old newspapers, and I, you know, it's kind of like that kind of a,
yes,
of a search.
In fact, it's also, before you get going, Dr. Merritt, we're going to take a quick break for just a moment, because I want to come back and get this all on the next clip, because this is important. The history is so important. The patterns are important. It's all very telling. We'll be right back with Dr. Lee Merritt on The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have Turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality, up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer, to your door, at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled three of the top best sellers in the country right now, but it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max, it's Pain MD, and it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. You owe it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar. I want you to remember two words, InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold on stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy, while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. My guest is Dr. Lee Merritt, my friend. And let me just tell you, fountain of knowledge. That's all I could say about Dr. Lee Merritt, fountain of knowledge. I learn so much from her every time I speak with her. And let me tell you, there's a lot of concern, a lot of distraught over the impact of watching a player go down and realizing that the NFL took part of that $13 billion from the feds and distributed that for promotion and really sort of a mandate of the COVID-19, Blovid-19 shot and shots, boosters. And we're seeing the fallout of that. And I think that distraught on their faces was, oh my gosh, we were made to take the same thing. And I think that's why the players were really heavily emotional about this as well. And we were just going to go into a little bit of history because we learned so much from our history, the patterns of history that seem to just keep replicating themselves. That's what a pattern is. And we fail to see it as people, as Americans, as humankind. These well-laid plans and the fallout of these well-laid plans on us, the citizenry. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, talking a little bit about history. And you were right. You were talking about the deaths per year. 29 on average, I guess, per year in athletes. We're talking the most healthy, the most fit, the most of everything, right? These are the examples of finely tuned machines, right? And then in the last year and a half, now we have 1,598 problems with heart attacks, things like this, clots, and then just over 1,100 fatalities. Going from 29 a year on average to 1,100 fatalities in a year and a half, and the media is silent. It's insane. So we'll talk a little bit of history too.
Yeah, and pilots too. I mean, when have we seen pilots dying in the cockpit of our commercial jets? And we're seeing that. I mean, they're trying to talk all of this away. And when you look at the preponderance of evidence, it's all-cause mortality is off the roof. Sterility is up. Infertility is up. Stillbirth is up. Fetal loss is horrendous in women that get vaccinated in the first two trimesters. It's 80% fetal loss. It's unbelievable. And that doesn't count the stillbirth. So we're in a demographic nightmare with this. And if they keep denying this, why would they deny it? Because they know they're guilty. I'm just going to say there's another point to this, and that's what I was going to get into about this Ukrainian bioweapons labs. How does that play a role? Well, I was giving a talk at the Freedom Law School about, at their meeting last year, and I just realized when I got up there to speak, I started out by saying, I'm just listening to all you guys, and I realized all my life I've paid taxes like a good little citizen so that my country, not China, not some other place, not Russia, not Poland, my country, the United States of America, could buy bioweaponeers to poison my children. And I think I'm really over that. That's what's happened here. If you go back in time to the Nunn-Lugar Act of 1991, this idea that nobody knew about these Ukrainian labs, come on now. We were paying those guys. We were paying the bioweaponeers. So in 1991, the Nunn-Lugar Act was signed, and the idea was that the Soviet Union was coming apart, and they had all these socialist republics around the outside that had these, weapons labs, they had bioweapons labs, it was basically Biopreparat, and they had nuclear stores and things like that. And the idea was, well, we can't let these guys get into the bad hands because they can't afford to protect them. We'll, out of the kindness of our heart, we'll go over and we'll help them. So we gave them, the Nunn-Lugar Act allocated $400 million a year for, I think, 4 or 5 years in order for us to essentially buy up these labs at a fire sale. We didn't actually own them, but we took control over them. We funded the rehab. We sent our people over to supervise them. We specifically tasked them with gain-of-function research, with vaccine research and production, getting these things to make them useful. That's what we did. And these are not just in the Ukraine. I mean, and they didn't hide it. In Tbilisi, Georgia, the lab was called the Lugar Lab, named for Senator Lugar. How insane is this? So we are part of this. Now, I can't prove exactly where this came from, but the idea that it's a leak out of a Chinese lab, I think, is just laughable. And I've had a lot of opportunity to talk to other people like myself that have plenty of time, that have scientific background to research this, and we're not being paid by anybody to go speak. You know, those are the qualifications right. of somebody that you can believe, maybe. And so Karen Kingston, for example, and I chatted. Now, I've come to the conclusion that one of the ways, a major way that this vaccine is damaging and killing people is through your own parasites, through liberating your own parasites. It sounds a little crazy, but it turns out that your parasites, we all have parasites, and this vaccine seems to be knocking down the part of the immune system that keeps them in check. We also have a lot of new information coming out about parasites being the cause of cancer, parasites being the cause of MS, parasites being the cause of dementia and other neurologic diseases and all sorts of things that we were. Yes, that is a critical video. You should really watch that. And I have a whole video on the parasite paradigm on my website that'll take you to that link. So this is from German researchers. I mean, this is not just me saying this. I'm just collating it because these guys have been screaming about this for years and it just hasn't gotten out to people. So I'm trying to scream it a little louder. And the point I'm going to say is that it may not be exactly what we're thinking is happening with these vaccines. In other words, the La Quinta Columna, the German lab, the German consortium, they haven't found any genetic material in this stuff. But they found, everybody has found hydrogel, graphene oxide, and these particulate metals. So, well, I shouldn't say everybody. Everybody that's a truly independent lab that I know of. So what's happening is, I think, and we also know, by the way, that wavelength can produce disease all by itself. If I bombard you with a certain wavelength, if I capture the electromagnetic signal, the so-called, the Russians called the photoni smert, the death photons, I could create disease, and I create symptomatic disease, specific symptoms disease. So there's a lot of opportunities here to damage people in a specific way that have nothing to do with genetics. They may be leading us down that path. And I think that Karen Kingston's onto something, because when you look at, like, when I look at the lab, the research that was done in that Ukrainian lab, and back in the 90s, we had our guys, our paid bioweaponeers. I know one. I don't want to get whacked, so I'm not going to name any names today, but, you know, he was working on bat coronavirus in the 90s. Okay. And then we also know, of course, Ralph Baric was working on bat coronavirus. But what she pointed out is one of his last, research papers said essentially this. It said, yeah, we were working on this bat coronavirus as a gain of function stuff, but it just didn't work very well. Meaning, translated, we couldn't get this to kill anybody. We couldn't get it to make people sick. We tried, it didn't work. This also goes along, let me just say, see, there's lots of disparate, I don't mean to be jumping around, but it's all sorts of information from all sorts of different places. So we've been kind of pointing the finger at Feng Zhang in the MIT Zhang lab, because he's kind of the father of CRISPR. Young guy, but very, you know, this is what he has been, he touts as being the father of. But it turns out, he said on his MIT site, he says, you know, when we talk about gene insertion and genetic manipulation, we can drop out genes, but we're not very good. We really can't insert things precisely. I read that and I said, what? You know, this is what they've been telling us. They've been doing all this precise manipulation of this. So what's really going on? Well, you know, I think what he, and if you look at what his PhD is in, by the way, it's in optogenetics. In other words, wavelength changing genetic phenotypic expression, not changing, wow. not inserting little letters and things, but using wavelength to change how your genes function. And that is, I think, with the heart of this. Now, that's what Karen Kingston said when she said they've developed this hydrogel that she found in the research. And the hydrogel, again, goes along with what we're finding in these independent labs. Hydrogel, normal stuff, is just like they make soft contact lenses of. It's a plastic or it's a polymer that absorbs water. Now, smart hydrogel can be changed its shape based on something external, like wavelength. So, You make a high picture this. This is where this goes. If you have time for the punchline, or we'll wait. But
Let's go on the flip side of the break. We're about to go to a break, but I want to hear about this, because this is where it gets really interesting. Hard for people to take in this info, but very important, because there's so many aspects coming at us, and they're utilizing so many different ways to do this too. And I think that's really important as well. I'll be right back. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, of course, the amazing Dr. Lee Merritt, on the Alex Jones Show. So.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized, because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalists. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight, and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please, keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us, through Mother Nature, incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus, that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour. My guest, Dr. Lee Merritt, the wonderful Dr. Lee Merritt. Happy New Year to you. I don't know about this year. When I saw the New York Post, op-ed about short people. Marry short so you can help with climate change. I think it's the year of the loon bag. I think it's the year that we're going to see people spiral out of control, and we're going to just see how ridiculous people can become. I don't know why. I just have this feeling that's this year. But we thought it was bad before. No, it's going to get worse in that way. But we have so many different things coming at us. But today's focus is the awareness of Americans all over the country thinking, I took those shots. I took those shots to those that did. And I'm so grateful I didn't. I've never met a person yet that didn't take it and regretted not taking it. Everybody that didn't take it's like, whew, so glad I didn't do this. We were talking about hydrogel going into out of the last segment. So let's go from there, Dr. Merritt.
Right, because I'm more hopeful. I think we're coming into the year we win. I think we're going to see the end of a 2,000-year war, and I think we're going to solve this problem because I think it's solvable. We're just ignoring it. The problem these guys are having, they're dying because nobody's telling them the truth and they're not listening. So don't think it's an irreversible problem. I don't think it is. In fact, I've even heard Christiane Northrup told me that she's had some people that have solved the infertility problem. So I'm telling you, I think we know a lot. But here's the hydrogel idea. The idea is this has nothing to do with genetic manipulation, because that's, you know, if you think you had your genome altered, that's really depressing, and you think, oh, I might as well just give up hope. I'm out of it. No, plus these guys are cheap. You know, that's a very expensive technology. The hydrogel is not. I'm voting on the hydrogel. It was $1 million a dose in 2018 to do genetics. I don't think they're going to use that. So the hydrogel is a conformable substance. And what they're doing is, if you think about how do you get sick with this, they made you sick because you have a thing in your body called an ACE2 pathway. Think of it as a door lock. Okay. And to get into you, they had to put a key in the door lock. That key is the hydrogel. And the hydrogel can be, first they can dose you by, they just put it out in the environment and people pick it up and they get it in their mouth, they get it on their hands and they've got it in them, but it's not in the right shape to put the key in the lock. Then you turn on a wavelength, because the very first victim was October 19th, the day they turned on 5G in Wuhan. To be honest, as I had lunch with Karen Kingston one day, I said, you know, between what you're saying and what I'm saying about parasites, it really explains everything. And that's kind of a nice thinking. We're not sure it's right, or, you know, can't prove it's right now, but it does explain things better than what we've heard. And what she's saying is that this thing, you turn on a wavelength, this hydrogel conforms now, and it fits into the ACE2 pathway and gives you all the things that we see to make people sick. In favor of that is the fact that it didn't spread like an airborne virus. Why did it go to Wuhan and then didn't go everywhere else? Why did it just go, it went Wuhan, Lombardy, New York City, and then it kind of fizzled out? Why in my state of Iowa did it kind of go periodically up the Interstate 80 as if it were planted places, right? There's things that just don't make sense. I mean, and the transmission, they've never studied transmission. They've never really done enough autopsies to know what's going on. But in terms of what we do know by the Chinese, you know, there's no asymptomatic spread, but there's also within the Chinese themselves, they were quarantined in their house. So they know what they got into. They know who they were with, whom they were with. And basically one person in the house could be sick and the other three weren't. So it's not what they were telling us. And to me, this sounds like a tactile contact poison that was activated. It makes sense. So here's the beauty of it. The other thing that they're doing is, you know, there's seven words that George Carlin used to say you couldn't say on TV, and nobody cares about those. But they do care about these six words. These six words are nitazoxanide, chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, fenbendazole, and chlorine dioxide. In fact, you'll go to jail for saying chloride dioxide.
That's trying to kill you. I thought you were going to say the government's
Yeah, and those are the six words you can't say. And then what are they? They're all anti-parasitic drugs. Now, So see, that's my point, is that, you know, you kind of can know your enemy by what he really hates. And what does he really hate in this situation is anti-parasitic drugs. So I'm thinking we should really be looking at this. Now, if you put this together, what we're also hearing, I'm hearing from my friends in the military, that these guys that took the jab, they come in and they have, I mean, first of all, they've gone huge number of increase in people showing up at sick call. Their whole, the military readiness is down from this. But one of the things that's unusual is that, they're seeing when these young guys come in and they have a cancer, they just don't have, like we used to see testicular cancer. It's an age related thing. 25 year old guys get it periodically. It's not that uncommon, but you don't show up with it showered all over your body. Now they're showing up with cancer all over their body. Now, what is it really happening? I think what's happening is these guys have been showered with parasites because they've been out. If you look at that German film, what they show you is evidence of intracellular parasites. These are not worms in your gut necessarily. These are little intracellular parasites. And a sac of intracellular parasites is indistinguishable from a cancer. That's the problem, is that we have been missing it on histology. And so why would this happen? In other words, why we know what, based on our beliefs about cancer, why would these guys suddenly be showered? Well, let's suppose this, and I've looked at this and it gets technical, but this seems to turn off the part of your immune system that allows these egg sacs that we all have some parasites in our body. It allows these egg sacs to escape the immune system and start growing and multiplying. And that would explain a lot of what we're seeing. Now, in favor of that is there's an underground cancer treatment. It's fenbendazole.org is the website. And so I think there's now the other potential, this issue with the football player. The question is, what caused that? Now, well, we know that graphene oxide is a bad substance, that it steals electrons, and there's a belief that it can cause myocarditis. I don't know the level of proof of that. Okay, it's a good supposition. I can prove that the graphene oxide is responsible for the Reloe formation, for the clumping of the red blood cells that you see. Okay, and I can also tell you how we can undo that, because graphene oxide steals electrons. If you replace the electrons, the problem goes away. We know how to do that. So what we don't know for sure is that what's causing the myocarditis? But we know how to get, we have ideas how to get the graphene oxide to be neutralized and then to get it out of you. We know how to get the heavy metals out of you. The real issue we don't know is the myocarditis. Now, one of the things that should be looked at is there's a parasite called Trypanosoma cruzi. And it's very common in South America. It causes Chagas disease. But what are its symptoms? Well, when you first are infected with it, it goes to the heart and it can cause these acute heart problems. And then if it gets established, it becomes very hard to get rid of. So that ought to be checked for immediately. I don't even think we're checking our blood supply for it. I could be wrong, but I don't think we're checking our blood supply for that parasite, even though we know it's coming across the border. I really think this is about parasites, not the least of which I heard somebody say, instead of calling these guys the elite, we should call them what they really are, parasites. So maybe they're afraid we're going to use these drugs on them.
That's so true. And they never want to discuss the truth. So to bypass this topic completely and act like all these things are a mystery and they can't figure out why, but they refuse to look at parasites should be telling us a lot.
And we're in the age now of disinformation. You know, Alex has been right for decades. I mean, God love Alex Jones, and I appreciate everyone who supports him, because he has been telling us way ahead of time about this. We are in an info war. We are in an information disinformation war, and it's very hard to tell the truth. And I will tell you my scheme for understanding what I think is true. First of all, if it's in a hierarchy, at the top of every hierarchy is control. And that's what they need to control us and to create lies. If you find a rebel, now I didn't mean that as a pun, but if you find people that are out on their own speaking, that they're not getting money from anybody, they're not associated with some organization, they're more likely to be telling you this at their own expense. That's more likely to be true. Unfortunately, people are being bought to speak. Okay. The other thing is, what is the goal of disinformation? It's not to stop the information getting out, because they know that most of this information is out there in one form or another. What they're doing is they're slowing down you paying attention to the right things. In other words, it's fine to talk right now about, let's stop the vaccine, stop the vaccine. Well, okay, almost everybody's been vaccinated. How good is that lesson? Why don't you tell us how to get out of this? Let's be working on the next lesson on how do we get rid of this problem? Let's start being worried about our border security, because we're in a demographic nightmare. Let's look into the future. We have to, because it doesn't help to keep talking about the past. And I just have to read you this quote, because I think this is one of the best quotes about, yeah, the information war. This is by Yuval Harari, not somebody you'd probably quote more often, but it says,
yeah, 20
censorship. Yeah, censorship no longer works by hiding information from you. Censorship works by flooding you with immense amounts of misinformation, of irrelevant information, of funny cat videos until you're just unable to focus.
There you go, Dr. Lee Merritt. Thank you for being on Alex Jones with me. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
The tip of the spear throughout this entire process, the only thing that made any Republican victories tonight possible, the only thing that made any resistance to the war machine possible, the only thing that made any opposition to the lockdowns and the mask mandates and the school shutdowns and the forced vaccines and the dangerous drugs possible, that made any resistance to it possible, was people continuing to support InfoWars, despite the massive lawfare being waged against InfoWars, despite the media defamatory libelous campaign against InfoWars, the ordinary people, the everyday people that buy products that make their own lives healthier, wealthier, and wiser is what keeps InfoWars on the air. And what that does is keep the populist message alive in an era and an age of totalitarian oppression. So continue to do it. Go to places like InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the places like Save InfoWars. Continue to keep InfoWars alive, because in the process, you're keeping American liberty.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.